ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be your monster tip.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is happening, everybody? Joe Torti Show has returned right here in 97.5, The Fanatic. Wow. Feels good to be back. Back in the chair. And you know what? It's almost as though things were just as I left them around here, except everything's amped up a little bit more. This Manny Machado thing has escalated and elevated, and if reports said that before it was at the 35-yard line for a trade, now we're heading towards the goal line. You see Manny Machado pulled out of the game. Everybody knows what that means. Buck Showalter's not even bothering to hide it, just comes out and says, you guys know what that means, and all that, right? It's refreshing to get to talk to, you know, you guys about some baseball every once in a while. And the way that it has worked here with the Manny Machado thing is there have been two schools of thought regarding Manny Machado. And I would venture that my thought on the whole thing, because people said, do you do the deal? Do you do the deal? Joe, what do you think? Do you do the deal? Here's my approach to it, and I don't think it fits in with either of the two schools of thought which I have heard dominating this conversation. The first one is that you do not make a trade for Manny Machado, and it was similar to the Kawhi Leonard situation. People don't want to see this trade made unless there's some kind of guarantee that Manny Machado will be signing an extension with the Phillies. And he's already said that he's not interested in signing an extension really with anybody until the opening of free agency. That school of thought suggests that you don't want to give up prospects in order to rent a guy who you don't know for sure is going to be there for you in the future moving forward. You don't want to throw away something for nothing. On the flip side, there are people who say do the deal no matter the cost. And then figure out that you have to get an extension here done. You figure you bring him in. He will come in and enjoy the city, enjoy the role. He'll get used to playing here in Philadelphia. He'll see how we embrace our athletes here. And then he'll want to sign an extension on his own. And the truth of the matter is that I have found that I can separate the idea of Manny Machado being a trade acquisition target for the Phillies for this year as a rental exclusively, and also Manny Machado as the free agent target this upcoming summer. I know this is a little bit difficult sometimes for, you know, people to separate because it's the same team, it's the same player, and I get it. But here's the deal, right? The Phillies are not in the position that a lot of us thought perhaps they would be in at this point in the season, right? At the All-Star break with the Phillies in first place, certified contenders, perhaps. And here we are. On the flip side, though, you look and you knew that the Phillies were always going to be in on Manny Machado this upcoming summer. You knew that John Middleton had just about a mandate to say, all right, you know what? You're going to go ahead and get this guy. Whatever it costs, doesn't matter. Let's just get it done. Here's the truth, and this is the way that I see things when it comes to the Phillies this year. That's why when people ask me, do you do the deal? I say yes. And here's the reason. Because the Phillies, as the number one team in the NL East, hopefully would make this move and elevate themselves to at least strong contenders for a championship, right? That team, any other year, first place in their division, looking to take a step up and really play with the big boys. Any other year, that team trades for a rental player. That team takes the risk and tries to get a deal done for somebody on the level of a Manny Machado. So it would be uncharacteristic of a contending team to not take that risk on a rental. I was reading a Ringer article earlier today as I was kind of debating this and trying to figure out if I was justified in my initial feeling that I was thinking, you know what? People say, oh, you trade up or you give up so much in these rental trades and you get burned so often because the player goes on and doesn't end up re-signing with you, or the rental risk doesn't justify the reward because the player doesn't play well or whatever. There have only been a couple of rental trades that sprung to my mind that didn't work out pretty well for the team that tried to acquire the rental. I know that Yu Darvish kind of blew up in the two World Series starts. I know that there are some other ones out there. Aroldis Chapman, did the Cubs really need to make that move? Would they have won the World Series anyway without Chapman? They gave up Gleyber Torres, who's, you know, a big-time player now for the Yankees, right? 21-year-old all-star. The truth is, when you're in first place and you're a contending team, this is the kind of move that you should make. When a Manny Machado is available on the trade market, this is exactly the kind of team in the Philadelphia Phillies that have a need for talent. That's the kind of team that actually makes this move. So just on the rental prospect alone, I would make this move. In addition, that doesn't change the fact that the Phillies are also going to be all in on Manny Machado this upcoming season. This upcoming offseason, I should say. Just because they make a trade to acquire him this year doesn't mean that they'll shy away from trying to re-sign him in the summer. Indeed, I would say that it makes them even more pot committed to trying to chase a guy like Manny Machado and saying, you know what, we've already invested players and everything else, prospects, trying to chase this guy. What's money now? The way I see it, the Phillies were already going to spend the money anyway. They were already going to spend the $400 million to try to bring in Manny Machado and have him be a really good middle-of-the-order bat, above average shortstop slash once in a generation third baseman. They were already going to be in. It just depends now on whether you have faith in your Phillies this year to be contenders. Because if you do, there's not an excuse that can be made to have Manny Machado not be a major trade target and not be somebody that you'd be willing to sacrifice for. You think about the prospects that, you know, could be considered unshakable, right? Sixto Sanchez is one of the guys that has been mentioned. You can have anybody but Sixto, and you know what? Maybe that it's going to end up being the case. Shockingly, Zach Eflin has also kind of joined that list over the last, you know, couple of months here. He's played his way into a player that I'm sure that the Phillies would prefer not to part with. But the truth is, if you are the Phillies, Sixto Sanchez is not helping you to win a championship this year. You know what? Maybe nobody is. There's a chance that there's nothing that the Phillies could do to get to World Series level. There are some really good teams out there in Major League Baseball this year at the top. But in terms of gearing up for a run, in terms of giving it as good a shot as you can possibly give it, this is where the move has to happen now. And I'm not saying that Sixto Sanchez has to be involved. I'm not saying that any of these guys have to be involved. All I'm saying is that prospects are just that. They're prospects. They're lottery tickets. They're nothing except unrealized potential. You don't know how great that potential is. You just project it out, try to figure out who's going to be better than whom, and then make your decisions based on that. But as it is right now, you look at the Phillies' prospects, you're geared up and you're in the vein now where you can actually make a trade like that. You can actually acquire a generational player like Manny Machado. And once you do, you focus on what he can do this year. You focus on trying to maximize your chances of going as far as you can in the playoffs. Because that's what this is all about in the first place. playing actual real baseball, trying to field a winning team, trying to put together the best lineup that you possibly can. It's something that's completely independent of this idea that, oh, well, the Phillies are going to try to get him next year. It's a mistake that you see made quite often across sports when you can tell that there's a preference for a player to sign in a certain city with a certain team. You can see all of those things playing out and you think, all right, well, that team doesn't need to trade to get this guy. Most recent example I can think of, Paul George did not approve of the fact that, yeah, he wanted to go to the Lakers, but he didn't approve of the fact that the Lakers didn't seem to reciprocate. Said if they wanted me, they could have traded for me. They didn't. Now, granted, Manny Machado has allowed that whatever team trades for him might have a little bit of an inside track in negotiations, but has said that he's not interested in doing anything before he'd be able to reach free agency, which, of course, is his right. You'd be concerned if you were a fan of another team that's not the Yankees, it's not the Phillies, but some other team that try, say it's the Brewers that try to acquire him, right? You'd be concerned about him, you know, not re-upping and re-signing with you. I know the Brewers need a lot of help at shortstop, but that's a situation where you look at it and say, is it worth it? Is the rental really worth it in this particular instance? With the Phillies, it doesn't change your game plan whatsoever. With the Phillies, you are always going to be in hot pursuit of Manny Machado. So based on that understanding, my question to you tonight is, do you make this move ahead of the offseason? Do you try to acquire Manny Machado in the next 48 hours and have him be a part of your team for the second half? Have him be a part of your core that you hope will propel you to playoff success? Or are you in the camp that is willing to risk sitting back and just thinking that, hey, as long as we throw money at him, we'll see what happens in the offseason? Because what I'm telling you tonight is that you do not have to choose. You can have both. And I would argue that it's in the Phillies' best interest to do both. The phone number to climb in is 610-632-0975. Manny Machado currently, according to Baseball Prospectus, is the 13th most valuable position player in baseball this year. The Phillies allegedly, reportedly, are not willing to part with their top prospect, Sixto Sanchez. Zach Eflin looks likely to stay put, as the clubs are kind of looking to pass on a superstar upgrade momentarily and maybe take a run at Machado in the offseason. What I would argue is he's not helping anybody on Baltimore, right? Orioles aren't going anywhere. They're more or less dead in the water. Everyone who calls in and says, you know what, you've got to be on board with the Phillies. You've got to be on board with this team. That you've got to have some faith. Oh, where's the love for Gabe Kapler? Where's the love for the kids? Where's the love for this team? Well, here it is. You have the chance today, right here, in the next week, to put your money where your mouth is. You have the ability to say, you know what, this, I truly do believe this team is good. I'm not saying this to be a contrarian. I'm not saying this just to be different. I'm not saying this for any reason other than to say that the Phillies are a damn good baseball team. And this time of year, damn good baseball teams are looking to improve their rosters and looking to load up and do everything they can to get to the top of their potential, to maximize their ability to do damage. It's time to put the chips on the table. It's time to lay it out there and say, you know what? The offseason is the offseason. You're going to have just as much money in the offseason. You're going to have just as much ability to pursue Manny Machado in a free agent deal in the offseason without even having to worry about what happens in the regular season, what's going to happen in this season or in the playoffs. It's two completely separate issues. My stance is that the Phillies not only will pursue Manny Machado in the offseason as Manny Machado, the long-term piece of the core, they should also be interested in Manny Machado, the rental, Manny Machado, the gun for hire, the guy that you're trading for to load up and to maximize the ability that your team has to make some noise, to do some damage in the playoffs. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to climb aboard. The trade rumblings are getting louder and louder regarding Manny Machado, who we've talked about at length here, regarding J.A. Happ, regarding Britton, reliever from the Orioles. So who knows if some kind of mega deal happens? I don't know. But the Phillies have been in on a lot of big names that have popped up. And that suggests to me that much like the fan base, much like people who call in and say, oh, you know what, people are too hard on the Phillies, don't sleep on the Phillies, look at how great a job Gabe Kapler's doing, looks like he should have gotten the benefit of the doubt, Rhys Hoskins doing his thing in the home run derby, all that other kind of stuff. Everybody who's saying that the Phillies are under-respected, everyone is saying that the Phillies are overlooked, this is the chance. Contending teams make moves like this. It's just up to the Phillies to go ahead and do it now. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to climb aboard. Let's go right to the phones right now. Bill in Haddonfield leads us off. Bill, welcome to the Joe Torti Show. What's happening, man?
Hey, thanks so much. Really enjoyed your show.
Thank you.
Wanted to ask you about the pitching. Any other prospects out there? Anybody else that we could make a trade for? The least pitching has kind of lost about a half a dozen or more games this year, and I think we just need that reliever that's going to stop, put a stop to these games and close it out for them. Who else do you see there besides the guy from the Orioles?
It's a good question, Bill, because I know that they've been looking to upgrade the relief, in particular the bullpen. I don't know if that means that acquiring like a back-end starter like J.A. Happ, who would push a starter to the bullpen, and maybe you'd see less of like Adam Morgan. I don't know if they're going to try to do things that way. It's a good question, and you don't know who exactly they're going to be targeting, but if it were me, I'd be looking at Britton, or I'd be trying to look at somebody like Happ and say, all right, maybe now we can shore up the bullpen by adding to the strength of the rotation. Does that make sense?
It does, and I actually heard that not one Philly starting pitcher has gone past 8 innings. Is that true this year? And that's why the bullpen is just wearing down already halfway through the season?
Yeah, well, if they have, Bill, thanks for the phone call. I think that is true, because if they have, I don't remember it. Not only that, I saw a statistic that the Phillies have not started a left-hander, and this was attached to the J.A. Happ interest, right? They have not started a left-hander since 2016. They've gone a long time without a left-handed starter. Now, I haven't gone back and looked at every single game, but if there's a left-handed starter that has played meaningful games for the Phillies, I can't think of who it is. 2016. Now, granted, the status of right-handed pitching has been really, really good in Major League Baseball this year. And for a lot of other reasons, it's getting tougher and tougher to be a left-handed batter, thanks to the rise of the cutter and some of these other things that have popped up in the last, 5-6 years and really developed and honed in the last 3 or 4. But still, I think that having a left-handed starter can help you a little bit. Kelvin Herrera is there. He's another contender who potentially could be available in the relief pitching market. And if you're looking at trades, I don't know. It's a good question, because that's been an area where the Phillies have desperately needed help. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to climb in. Are you in on Machado? Are you out on the idea of renting a player, knowing that you're going to just try to make a run for him in the offseason? Do you think that trading for the player could give you a leg up in the event that you're trying to re-sign this guy or sign him after he hits the open market, right? Do you have the opportunity to talk to him first? Do you have the ability to sell him on your city, to sell him on your situation? And let's face it, the NL's good, not as good as the AL. If you're a player who has championship aspirations, there's the opportunity to look around the league and say, well, all right, where's my best chance to win? It's better in this division. It's better in this league. So when you look at it from that perspective, there's a lot to be attracted to besides just the money, which, by the way, the Phillies will have plenty of. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to climb aboard. I want to get into this because there's some other basketball news that's popped up as well. We'll get into that in just a little while. You heard Devon Givens doing a great job holding it down solo on D&G Radio today, talking about Daryl Morey and is he potentially going to be linked to the Sixers further, the initial attempts to sign him rebuffed, what could it possibly mean, right? We're going to get into all that because the offseason has all of a sudden gotten very interesting in a couple of different sports, and we haven't even talked about the fact that the Eagles are right around the corner. It's going to be an exciting time here in the next couple of weeks, months here in Philadelphia, and we're going to talk about it right here. 610-632-0975, your phone number to climb aboard. First question on the table, you in on the idea of renting Manny Machado without the assurances of an extension, knowing that you're going to go after him in the offseason anyway? As far as I'm concerned, the Phillies have the best chance of signing him out of anybody to begin with. Or at least they're up there with everyone else. It's not the same situation as maybe the Kawhi Leonard trade where people were saying, oh, this is a guy who wants to go to Los Angeles anyway. Now, there's no indication that Manny Machado would be out on signing with the Phillies. There's no idea that the Phillies would be anything other than the front runner because of the money that they're able to offer and the ability to play third base, which I know is important to him and everything else, right? We're going to get into it. 610-632-0975. Do you do the trade? Do you not do the trade? It's the Joe Torti Show taking you up until midnight tonight, so keep it locked right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic reminds you,
if you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the Fanatic app. It's free and it's easy to get. Just go to the App Store or Google Play. Listen to your favorite Fanatic shows anytime. In the office, on the road, on the work site, anywhere.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Your radio is being transformed.
Download the app. Listen now, anywhere.
This is
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with
the Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, fannydoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out fannydoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson, DO at 215-379-0444.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double the time on your relaxing massaging shampoo and on our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's a double header on a single head. Check it online today at sportclips.com/check-in. Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
The world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. You've heard their stories, the triumphant victories that are rejoiced, respected, feared. Now they come together to compete in the greatest tournament on U.S. soil. Don't miss Juventus versus FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field, Wednesday, July 25th. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. On sale now. Champions meet here.
You've heard me singing the song for years. Make the trip to Robbins in Delaware and you won't pay any of Philly's 8% sales tax, which can save you hundreds. But we also have more ring styles than anywhere on the East Coast. So if you do some hand stretches, eat your Wheaties, with our wide-open self-serve cases, you can easily touch and try on hundreds of rings. You just can't do that anywhere else. And having the chance to find the perfect ring, that's priceless. At Robbins Delaware Diamonds, the engagement ring store.
As riding season gears up, here's a few reminders about how to maximize your motorcycle fun and minimize the risks. Always obey local traffic laws, which sometimes change from town to town. Know that the faster you go, the longer it'll take to stop. And play defense. Most mishaps happen when the driver of a bigger vehicle violates the rider's right of way. Keep your headlight on, signal turns early, and watch for turning vehicles and stay out of a driver's blind spot.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at elkinschevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Sports talk for Swedesboro and all of Gloucester County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Glad you could join me tonight, 9 to midnight, hot on the heels as I always am of D&G Radio. Devon Gibbons holding it down solo tonight. Benny Odita, my producer, and of course the producer for the show before mine. The phone number to join the conversation is 610-632-0975. You can also interact on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. We're talking about Manny Machado and whether he could potentially be worth it for the Phillies. I would argue that he is as a rental trade target, regardless of whether or not he would be committed to signing an extension before the opening of free agency. As far as I'm concerned, the Phillies have nothing to worry about. They have nothing to worry about in terms of potentially losing Manny Machado after this for nothing. Because, let's face it, out of all of the teams in Major League Baseball, they've been the team that has been most overtly and outwardly linked to Machado in the first place. So the fact is that that doesn't change, that doesn't go away just because they would decide to make this move. In fact, it would almost be a doubling down kind of thing to say, all right, well, they've got the chance to bring in Machado, they've got the chance to get him used to playing here in the system, get him used to the manager, get him used to the personnel, get him used to everything. And if the Phillies have some success in the playoffs, you could say, hey, we're ahead of schedule. It's better than we expected to be. 26 years old. By the time that you're 29, by the time that you're 30, we're going to be in pretty good position to do some pretty special things. I'd imagine for a guy like Manny Machado, that would be pretty attractive. in addition to all of the money that he's undoubtedly going to get, in addition to the opportunity to play shortstop, which I know is an important factor for him, maybe that's tied into the money as well, but who knows? Either way, it doesn't hurt you to look at this situation as two separate entities, to separate it into, you know, the Phillies who are hot in the free agent market for the services of Manny Machado in this offseason, or the Phillies, the number one team in the NL East, in first place, trying to push ahead, trying to gain ground in what looks like it's going to be a pretty crowded race for a pennant this year, right? You can separate it. You can look at it from both perspectives and say, yes, it makes sense to trade for Manny Machado as a rental. Also, yes, it makes sense to go in and know confidently that they're going to be in on him moving forward. You know that they're going to be in on Machado. They might still be in on Bryce Harper. They might be in on both, according to some MLB sources, right? Never fear. This is a situation where you're looking at the Phillies literally being able to have their cake and eat it too. And at the expense of likely some prospects, whether Mikel Franco is going to be a part of that, whether it's going to be all minor leaguers, how it's going to work, you know, who knows. But most of the time, and I would point you to a Ringer article that was written earlier this morning, or at least updated earlier this morning at 6 o'clock, that lays out all of the instances in, you know, the last recent history. The last trade that they highlight was in 1998, the Randy Johnson acquisition by the Houston Astros. Going that far back, it's pretty remarkable how much it paid off for the team to acquire. In fact, let's go through. When the Astros traded for Randy Johnson, Randy Johnson won 10 of his 11 starts. The Astros won 102 games. It was remarkable what Randy Johnson did. Absolutely worth it. 2004, the Astros get Carlos Beltran. Pretty good in the regular season. He was outstanding in the playoffs. He had 435. He had 8 home runs, 6 steals, and 6 attempts. Okay, worth it. The CC Sabathia. Now, the Phillies wrecked this in 2008. But remember, the Brewers were on the warpath when everyone knew that CC was never going to re-sign in Milwaukee. And they just trotted him out there all the time. The last 3 starts on 3 days rest. Milwaukee was 14-3 when he pitched, 27-29 when he didn't pitch. Had 7 complete games. Now, you might remember, of course, that he also walked Brett Myers and allowed that grand slam to Shane Victorino that busted open the series. But I've got to tell you, that was 100% worth it in 08. Cardinals acquire Matt Holliday in 2009. Largely worth it because not only was he a useful player in the playoffs, even though the Cardinals got swept that year in the NLDS, he ultimately re-signed, similar to the way that I see this situation playing out for the Phillies, where even if it goes until after the opening of free agency, you still have a better chance than anybody else of landing Manny Machado in the first place. 2011, another Carlos Beltran rental by the Giants. This is one of the ones that didn't work, because you trade Zach Wheeler, and Wheeler ends up being, you know, really, really good. But Beltran was also excellent. Not quite worth it. Didn't put him over the top. San Francisco didn't make the playoffs. Andrew Miller trade, pretty good for the Orioles. Made it to the ALCS, got swept by Kansas City. Cespedes, Cueto, Price, Hugh Darvish, Aroldis Chapman. I mean, you look up and down the list recently of the big-time rental acquisitions that have been made. It's pretty rare, and it's not unheard of, it's pretty rare that the prospects that are acquired end up wrecking you. You look at them, and they end up looking like they're going to take over the league or turn into really useful players. Now, the one exception, the one caveat to this whole thing is that you don't historically want to enable them, the team you're trading with, to be able to replace the prospect or the player that they're trading away. That's a typical rule. I don't think the Phillies are ever going to be worried that Michael Franco is going to replace the production of Manny Machado in Philadelphia. I don't think that they're worried about him going to Baltimore and turning into the next big thing and saying, oh, man, why did we trade him away for Manny Machado when Machado is going to walk away at the end of the season and explore and test free agency when we could have just had the same guy right here in our system standing pat. I don't think that they're that worried about that. I don't think that they treat that as a realistic possibility. So outside of that, I'm not sure that I see too many situations where the Phillies are going to be gun-shy on this, nor that they should be. This is a situation, as far as I'm concerned, that sees the Phillies in the catbird seat in a lot of ways with Manny Machado. They should make the trade for the rental to try to bolster their team for this year. And not only that, they should have confidence moving forward that they can also try to re-sign him, whether it's before the deadline to open up free agency, whether it's after that, whatever. They're going to have some chances here. They're going to have a couple of cracks at this Manny Machado apple if they play their cards right. And that's why I would argue that this team should be in. Conditionally in. If you feel that strongly about any prospect, then you know what? So be it. I'm not going to force you to trade somebody that you think is going to turn into the next stud. But bear in mind that it's so rare that these rentals have really burned these teams. It's happened, but it's rare. That it almost seems worth it to sacrifice one lottery ticket without seeing what it actually is worth yet in order to get something that is a clear certainty. You know who Manny Machado is. You know what he can bring to you. It's not a whole lot of projection. It's not a whole lot of, I hope that he turns into this, or in the right system, he could be that. You've seen Manny Machado playing for the Baltimore Orioles. You know what he brings to the table. You know what his plate approach is. You know what his defense is like. On the rating systems, at shortstop, they have him in about a 60, above average. At third base, you have him in an 80, otherworldly, fantastic, phenomenal. When you think about it, it's something that's worth it. When you're looking at positional versatility, when you're looking at somebody who can move all around the diamond potentially. Now, maybe he's only going to come to any team and say, you know what, I am going to play shortstop, period. That's the only thing that I want to do. As far as I'm concerned, when you've got a guy like Manny Machado, you cross that bridge when you come to it. All I know is whatever it's going to cost to sign him, $300 million, $400 million, whatever it is, the Phillies are going to be right there on the bleeding edge of all of the other contenders to try to sign this guy. And when they do, when they're looking at it that way, it's a lot easier to make suggestions to a player like, hey, I know that you don't really like to do this. It's like the guy in beer league who's really good at goalie, but you know, likes to play out and wants to learn how to skate. Look, it's a big game for us, okay? We really need this one. Would you mind just sliding over to third base just for this? It's a lot easier when you're paying them all that money to make that suggestion. 610-632-0975. Would you make this trade? Would you not make the trade? Are you in on acquiring Manny Machado before the season is out? Or would you prefer to just sit back, wait, and see what happens in the offseason, knowing that the Phillies are likely going to be in on him at that point? 610-632-0975. This is the Joe Torti Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day? The Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Chander and Jamie Lynch. This is new. Weekday mornings at 5, live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
My name is Tarek. I was a professional truck driver when I suffered a devastating knee injury at work. Even though I had major knee surgery, my employers and this insurance company wanted me to return to work. I didn't feel capable of returning to work, and I didn't know what to do. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They helped me to get to the right doctors. It turned out that my injury was much worse than the insurance company and its doctors claimed. At times, the pain was unbearable. I kept thinking, I just want to take care of my family. The attorneys at Swartz Cullerton understood how to deal with the insurance companies. They helped me to get the best doctors and fought hard to get me a large cash settlement. Swartz Cullerton treated me with respect. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
The Ram Summer Clearance event is here, and it's time to get to work. But you understand that hard work is about more than building something from wood or bricks. It's about building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents, and the largest available touchscreen in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. Ram, built to serve.
During the Ram Summer Clearance Event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $169 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Hurry to the Ram Summer Clearance Event today. Class-based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/31. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Dog days of summer can lead to some hot nights. At Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse on Wednesday, July 18th, Delilah's gets even hotter as Delilah's presents the 15th annual Diamond G-String Awards. Join our celebrity guest host, recording artist, and TV personality Chanel West Coast as the most beautiful and talented performers from Philadelphia and beyond come together to compete for the coveted Diamond G-String Award. You won't want to miss any of the steamy action. Come early for Delilah's select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Wednesday, July 18th. Make your night even better by reserving a table for bottle service for your group by visiting Delilah's.com. Don't miss Delilah's 15th annual Diamond G-String Award, Wednesday, July 18th. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Don't miss the 2018 Diamond G-String Award night, only at Delilah's.
If you work in any of the trades, you want more cash in your pocket today. Then go to Armor Metals and Recycling, where they'll pay you top dollar for all metals, wires, motors, computers, peripheries, and more. Armor Metals and Recycling has a tractor trailer accessible large 6-acre facility, magnet service, 70-foot truck scale, 2 non-ferrous scales, container service, and loading dock with scale for large palletized shipments. Armor Metals and Recycling is one of the few facilities with analyzing capabilities on premises for exotic metals like carbide, cobalt, and nickel. Can't make it to Armor Metals and Recycling? No problem. They'll come to you. Get paid on site with Armor's weight and pay mobile service available for a minimum of 500 pounds of non-ferrous metals. What are you waiting for? Get paid cash today for all metals, wires, motors, computers, and more at Armor Metals and Recycling. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pensauken High School in Pensauken, New Jersey. 856-665-5715 or armormetalsrecycling.com. That's armormetalsandrecycling.com.
University of Maryland University College was made to bring a respected state university education to working adults at home and abroad. 70 years ago, we sent professors overseas to educate service members and their families on military installations and on the front lines. Today, we're online because that's where working adults need us. That's where you need us. Throughout, we'll support your commitment to be a successful student while balancing your life. With more than 90 programs and specializations for where you are and where you want to be. At University of Maryland University College, we go the distance. Times have changed, but what we're made for hasn't. Earn a respected degree from a state university made for working adults like you with programs in business, biotechnology, cybersecurity, nursing, and more. UMUC can help you gain the skills you need to get ahead. Learn more about our online graduate and undergraduate programs today. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Someone on their site this year will win a football trip to London, provided by Big Game Travel. Join their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September. Visit BigGameTravel.com for details.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. It was an impressive run for our friend Reese Hoskins. However, it has come to an end as that animal, Kyle Schwarber, beats him 21-20. His deepest home run, by the way, went 462 feet. Now, Reese Hoskins set some history along the way, right? He is the first player in the Derby history to hit 20 homers in the semifinals. Schwarber immediately joined him. He's got 21. He had 37 home runs. That was the second most home runs by any Phillies player in a home run derby. The only player who hit more was Bobby Abreu in 05, who at 41, you remember, he won it. Tough. 610-632-0975. So Reese Hoskins, they're the representative for the Phillies in the Home Run Derby. Well done to Reese, and congratulations on the honor and everything like that. Well fought. It certainly went down fighting, but Kyle Schwarber advances. And it's funny, when you look at a guy like Reese Hoskins, that's an example that sometimes people bring up when they're talking about prospects and they're talking about not needing to move on from prospects in order to land these guys. Because, oh, who knows? You might run into the next Reese Hoskins. You might run into the next. Here's the problem. Every time that you think that you might have the next Reese Hoskins, you might end up with the next Dominic Brown. I'm not saying that J.P. Crawford's nobody. I'm not saying that he's going to end up being a nothing player in this league or anything like that. But think about how highly regarded and highly rated J.P. Crawford was, even coming into this season. Now, I know that he's been banged up. Haven't seen him playing because of the broken hand. But Mikel Franco is another one that we pointed to and said, all right, this is a guy who should be untouchable for a lot of reasons. Right? There are oftentimes these guys, for whatever reason it is, just don't live up to their potential. And I'm not saying that anybody in the Phillies prospect pool in particular is doomed to that. I'm not saying that I have anybody circled and saying, all right, this is the guy who's not going to reach his potential. This is the guy who should be included in the Machado deal. This is a guy that you should try to foist off on somebody. But when you are evaluating a deal for a player of Machado's caliber, a certain element of risk is offset. Knowing that some of the money, for example, that you're turning over, if you want to consider prospects that, some of the money that you're turning over is going to end up being worthless. Some of the prospects that you're going to turn over are likely going to end up busting. That's why making an acquisition like this should be something of a no-brainer for the Phillies, and maybe more for the Phillies than any other team in Major League Baseball. The reason being that you were going to be in on him to begin with. You were considered front runners to land the services of Manny Machado in the offseason to begin with. So with that being said, why not just accelerate that process? Why not just, for the cost of a few measly prospects. I'm not saying give up anybody that you think is going to turn into an absolute mammoth player. Whether that's Sixto Sanchez or whoever that is for you, whoever you've circled and said, you know what, that's a guy that is untouchable for me. I'm not trying to get you to part with, you know, the wealth of the family or anything like that. But a certain price for a rental player. Knowing that that price realistically is going to buy you A, his production for what you hope is going to be a good Phillies team down the stretch. And by all accounts, by the way, you look at their early season schedule versus their second half schedule, it's pretty forgiving. They've kind of made it through the murderer's row part of their schedule. They should be in position now to be looking ahead towards the playoffs and to say, all right, this is going to be a situation where they're going to be competitive. They're going to be in the mix for some meaningful stuff in September and, God willing, October, right? In addition, The Phillies also are a young team. Manny Machado is a young player. They were going to be in on him to begin with. They were going to be making moves and looking at both Bryce Harper and Machado this upcoming offseason, trying to push ahead and make the moves and do what they can to land these guys. So with that being said, makes all the sense in the world to me to land Manny Machado now, to make a move now at the expense of a couple of prospects. The Phillies are exactly the kind of team that should be in the market for a rental player, and when that rental player is good enough to be Manny Machado, I mean, let's face it. The stars are kind of aligning here a little bit, aren't they? It kind of makes sense. It makes too much sense that they would be in on Manny Machado. 610-632-0975. What are you actually trading for? Half a season of Manny Machado and his production, and also advanced negotiating rights for that player. When a player's going to have as many suitors as Machado is, that's going to be worth it to you to begin with. That's going to be almost worth its weight in prospects. Having that advanced negotiating window, the opportunity for him to get to know everything that you're about from a baseball standpoint, from a city standpoint, from a fandom standpoint. I mean, it's all going to end up benefiting the Phillies when it comes to the big-time contract negotiations moving forward. When it comes down to trying to properly evaluate Machado's worth and say, all right, this is a guy who is going to end up breaking the bank with somebody. This is why it should be us. I think it's pretty clear that despite years of not spending in recent times, that the Phillies have decided that now is the time that the pocketbook is open. And whether it's Machado or Harper, somebody's going to be getting paid to be wearing that Phillies jersey sooner rather than later. That being said, it's the time to make the move. Would you? 610-632-0975. Would you make the move for Manny Machado? Are there any players that you would say for a rental? No commitment of an extension, no nothing. Would you say that any of those players that are in the prospect pool for the Phillies are completely off limits? 610-632-0975. Also, coming up on the other side of the break, we're going to get into this because in addition to the baseball talk, a little bit of Sixers news has trickled through with respect to their GM search. There are people who've called in and tweeted in and said, how in the world is there no update on this? And it's a fascinating question to ask, to be sure, and I'm going to get into that on the other side too. But to look at it and say, all right, this is going to be an attractive job. Why has this not been filled? It's a name that came up in Daryl Morey of the Houston Rockets. Now, don't get your hopes up. It appears that nothing's happening on that front. But what it means for the Sixers, to me, and discussing it with Devon Givens before the show today, a little eyebrow raising. All that and more coming up. 610-632-0975. It is the Joe Torti Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. You've listened for years. Now you can watch The Mike Missanelli Show, weekdays 2 to 5 on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Watch on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Listen on 97.5 The Fanatic.
In all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever.
Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Eitan Shander here. Are you shopping for a used car? If you're like me, you find it overwhelming. That's why I'm glad I discovered CarGurus.com. I love how fast and easy it is to find great deals from top dealers. And get this, the site is so user-friendly. CarGurus rates the deal for each used car and sorts the best first. Then you can learn all the information you'll need on the vehicle of your choice. So do yourself a favor. Go to CarGurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CarGurus.com.
There's nothing quite like the feeling of being out on the open water in a boat or personal watercraft. So take a few precautions to ensure you and your passengers' safety. First, double-check the weather forecast. Things can change quickly out on the water. Also, consult a pre-departure checklist, making sure you have enough life vests as well as an air horn, emergency fuel and oil, and proper tools and spare parts. Keep distress flares where they'll stay dry, and appoint an assistant skipper in case you become incapacitated.
GEICO, more than just car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save.
Come have a ball at Ocean Resort Casino Atlantic City. There's something for everyone. Take advantage of tier matching for any Atlantic City property and three times the tier credits through September 30th and receive up to $100 in free play and two room nights. And remember, you can always earn two times comps because with Ocean Premier, loyalty runs deep. Learn more and sign up at theoceanac.com. Restrictions apply. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the...
Hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the... And we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
Guys know more is better. So this month's Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double the time on your relaxing massaging shampoo and on our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. The Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's a double header on a single head. Check it online today at sportclips.com/check-in. Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
Joe Torti Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Pretty good job for the first time for Reese Hoskins. 37 homers in two rounds. He hit two of them, 466 and 463 feet. Hit home runs on nearly half of his swings. Although it wasn't enough. Kyle Schwarber had the walk-off. Last pitch, just jacked it. And for a second, by the way, when Schwarber was starting out, he looked really sluggish in terms of hitting homer. He had like two, like way into it. And then all of a sudden, he just started cranking them. And he hit his 21st home run right as the clock expired. Not bad. 610-632-0975 is the phone number to join this conversation that we're having right now on Manny Machado and whether you would make a move to add him to the current stable of players, knowing, of course, that the Phillies are going to be among the front runners and certainly amongst the what you'd call the tryhards, the people who are going to be pushing big time to try to get him in the fold for this upcoming offseason, chasing him around with that blank checkbook. Does it change anything for you either way regarding Machado? 610-632-0975. You can also interact with the show on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Chris in Williamstown. Chris, you're on the Joe Torti Show. What's happening, man?
Hey, Joe, you got me okay, pal?
Yeah, you sound great. Thanks, Chris.
All right, thank you. You know, look, here's my thing. Would you rather trade, you know, say seven players for four players, or would you rather trade five players or four players for one?
No, it depends on the players, doesn't it?
Well, okay. What if I told you that I wouldn't mind seeing the Phillies try to make a mega deal with a team like the Texas Rangers that would not only include Bartolo, it would include Diekman, it would include Hamels, and it would include Beltre versus trying to go after just Manny Machado. Would that move the needle more for you than just getting one player when you got to worry about 2 through 9 in your lineup being, you know, 50-50 every night and hoping that they come through?
Sure. I mean, it's a fair question, Chris. The thing that I would say, though, is when you add a middle-of-the-order guy like Manny Machado, he helps a lot of people around you, so your lineup does get better. I'd be lying to you, though, if I said I wasn't intrigued by, you know, some sort of mega deal that can beef you up all over the place like the one that you just laid out there. But I don't know. For me, I'm intrigued by landing the absolute best player in the deal. You know what I mean?
I mean, I understand, and if they do land Machado, I'll be just as excited as you are. By the way, yeah, I happen to watch that home run derby of, man, Reese was just crazy. He got in this group, but you know what, man, Schwarber, man, he just take. He, I don't know what it is about Schwarber, but he's just, you see the strength he has.
That dude's an animal.
Oh, my God, man, that home run derby was interesting tonight, but, you know, look, I hope even more Reese builds on this because he with the tear he went on last year, man, was so interesting to see. And it's the compelling things that are bringing this Phillies team back into relevance. But look, I just don't think we have that star we can attach to. Maybe Manny Machado is it. I hope you're right, Joe.
Now, do you think that they will consider trading for him knowing that they're going to be the among the front runners for him in the offseason? Do you think that changes their minds at all? Would it change your mind?
No, it wouldn't change my mind, but see, you know where my mind is? If I'm Manny Machado, it's up north with Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, I know they're in the talks for trying to get Machado. If my mind is made up, I'm like LeBron or Kawhi. I want to go to the big money market. I want to go to the Yankees.
Well, I know that the Yankees, thanks for the phone call, Chris, as always, the Yankees are going to be big-time pushers for him, 100%. They're the other team that has been, you know, kind of mentioned. However, they haven't been, much like the Phillies, actually, they have not been all that eager thus far in the trade talks to surrender their top prospects. So, who is it? Like Justice Sheffield and some of those other guys? And I don't know. There are some players that the Yankees would be unwilling to part with. Like, I would think Torres would be one of the guys that they would consider more or less untouchable in any kind of Machado deal. I don't know what it's going to cost to get him. I'm intrigued by the idea of not having to give up the entire world. Not having to say, all right, well, it's going to take, you know, 8 players in order to land this guy. Because I don't know if Baltimore, with the way that the situation's kind of been telegraphed and, let's be honest, to a large degree mismanaged, And it's not anybody's fault necessarily. It's just the circumstances involved with the Orioles being where they are, with it kind of being an open secret that Machado is going to be a big time free agent target, with the fact that, you know, there's just been these rumors and speculations swirling around the guy for so long, it wears on everyone. You can almost hear it in his voice and the Orioles' voices and things like, everybody just wants this to be over. This isn't a situation that's similar to, say, the one in San Antonio with Kawhi Leonard, where they're waiting. They're waiting on an absolute sweetheart deal. This is closer to if, you know, the run, there was a month before the trade deadline or something like that, or you're running up to the trade deadline, and the Spurs are now thinking, okay, well, we're going to lose him for nothing. It's time to start making a trade. As it is right now, there's no hurry for San Antonio. There is a hurry for Baltimore. They already pulled Machado from the middle of a game right before the All-Star break. It's likely that he has played his final game as a Baltimore Oriole. I would argue that if the Phillies are true contenders, if they are actually serious, if they are actually for real, Machado should be a player that they're targeting. That's not to say that they can't target some other, you know, potential moves, but to me, that should be the one. I mentioned how the Phillies have not had a left-handed starter in quite some time. I could see why Cole Hamels would be attractive potentially in there. Even though his numbers have not been excellent, he still could potentially be an upgrade for the Phillies. Now, the problem with Cole Hamels at this point is that his home run rate is getting out of control. And he's allowing home runs on like 20% of his fly balls. It's getting crazy. And in a park like Citizens Bank Park, you know, who knows? I could get worse before it gets better. Now, I know that no pitcher, I think, has ever had, what, like 15%? Oh, in fact, here we go. Only two starters in the last 15 years have finished a season with a home run to fly ball percentage over 20%. Does not happen often. So Hamels could potentially be a guy that, you know, if the numbers improve, you'd be interested in, but you don't have all that much time to make that decision. I know that there's obviously and rightly a lot of nostalgia when it comes to a guy like Cole Hamels. The other guy that Chris mentioned, Adrian Beltre, is one of the wonders of baseball to me. Would definitely be interested in bringing him aboard. But that is kind of the approach that Chris laid out, and it's not the wrong one, is trying to bolster a lot of different units in order to load up. It's just pretty rare that you see a super deal like that come together. It's rare that you'd see all of those guys, all of those pieces moving around. It's not unheard of. But I don't know that that's the case. I don't know that that's something that I would consider likely. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to climb in. Now, we're going to keep the baseball conversation rolling here. But the other thing that has kind of crossed the airwaves, and you might have heard Devon talking about it earlier, Daryl Morey, the GM of the Houston Rockets, his name was just leaked recently in connection to the Sixers. And don't get excited. Don't get too crazy about it or anything else. The report from Mark Stein is that the Philadelphia 76ers have been rebuffed in their effort or their attempt to hire away Houston's Daryl Morey to take over as their new general manager. What that means is either Morey himself or the Rockets blocked the move and it didn't work. They were rebuffed. Sixers had strong interest in hiring him to replace Brian Colangelo, according to the New York Times that Mark Stein writes for. But they were ultimately rebuffed and it ends up not happening. So what does that mean? That means that, well, you know, what have we always talked about? When you and I have gathered in this space, anytime that we're talking about reports and speculation, especially if stuff that hasn't happened or doesn't happen, right? The first question is always who benefits. Why in the world would this report come out? Why would this be leaked? What would happen? The gut reaction to me is that the Sixers benefit from this being leaked, because it tells you that the Sixers are absolutely swinging for the fences when it comes to hiring. They're looking for a guy at the GM spot who is absolutely 100% stone cold a home run. No pun intended on a night like tonight. But you look at some of the other names that they've been linked to. R.C. Buford they're trying to hire, and Sam Presti they're trying to hire, and you know some of these other guys, and you realize that there's not so much of a realistic chance of any of these guys being hired. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, that I actually believed Brett Brown at the time when the Sixers announced that he'd be taking over, and he said that he's a basketball coach and he's not interested in GMing and everything else, right? He's not interested in having all that power. I actually believe him, and I think that he was telling the truth at the time. The problem becomes when you're Brett Brown and you are running the Sixers draft, and you're running their free agency, and you're making trades, and you're wheeling and dealing, and you are the guy who has the ultimate authority on what your team, the team that you're going to be coaching next year, by the way, looks like. You can say that you don't want it. You can say that you don't want to be the GM, but until you've gotten a taste of it, how can you even know? How can you even tell? So with that being said, it leads me to believe that something could be afoot with this Daryl Morey report. And reports that they're connected to Sam Presti and R.C. Buford and any number of guys you want to lay out. It would be full-on pipe dreams for the Philadelphia 76ers. That you would think, there's no way that insert name of GM of really well-put-together team here is ever going to leave that situation. There's no way. Daryl Morey's been with the Rockets for 12 years. He's going to go to the Sixers now? What's more likely? What's more likely is that the Sixers are positioning themselves through this leak to say, you know what? We have conducted an exhaustive search. We have looked high and low for general managers. We have only gone with the highest caliber potential candidates for this position. And you know what? After searching high and long and far and wide, all that we have found is that there's no one who's up for the job who could do it nearly as well as the guy that we already have in place. They're setting it up right now to potentially have Brett Brown be the potential, like I said, general manager of the Sixers moving forward. Just removing that interim tag and just letting things roll. Because if you have conducted an exhaustive search and you say that there is no way that we could find anybody who does as good a job as Brett Brown has done in the GM role, and we've been looking, we've been trying to find, we've been searching everywhere, and yet we determine that Brett Brown is the best guy for this gig, you win the press conference. You win the announcement. You find out that, yeah, this is going to end up being the guy who leads us into the future. Trust the Sixers. Trust the process. They've done their homework. They've done their due diligence. And you know what? Maybe Brett Brown can handle it. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. But when I hear the reports that the Sixers were rebuffed in their efforts for Daryl Morey, it suggests to me that things could just be staying the same. That the Sixers end up with a situation where they hire somebody who doesn't necessarily have the wide absolute power. That indeed, maybe they do hire somebody who's called a general manager, but in reality, In actuality, it's Brett Brown still running the show for the Sixers. That it's Brown who's making the final decisions, who has the final say on the roster. And the question becomes whether you're ready for that. Whether that's something that you think is realistic. You just look at the history of it. That has really accelerated timelines in terms of coaches being dismissed. Right? Just look at it. Look at Doc Rivers, Stan Van Gundy. How many Greg Popoviches are there really out there? How many of those guys that are so far above reproach exist that have created this idea that the coach and the GM can be the same person? By the way, I am not in any way, shape, or form disparaging Brett Brown in any way. When I say that I honestly believe that he believed at the time that he doesn't want to be the GM, that he just wants to coach the basketball team, you know what? Heart of hearts, I think that that could be true. But I know what it's like. I know what it's like, or I can imagine what it's like to get the ability to do things, to be the decision maker, to be the guy whose voice counts the most in the rooms. Think about it. Think about an NBA front office. Think about all the scouts, all the assistant coaches, everybody else there, right? You don't get to the NBA on accident. You don't get to the highest level of pro basketball just by being some beta. If Brett Brown knew what it was like to be the alpha male among alphas at the time, how could he? How could he possibly know what it would be like to be the guy calling all of the shots, to be the most important guy in the organization? You know, maybe he already was. Maybe he already was the most important guy in the Philadelphia 76ers, but now everybody knows it. And not only that, it's in actuality. Brett, what do you think about signing this guy? What do you think about trading for this guy? What are we going to do here? That's different from Brett Brown saying, go get that guy. I'm going to make a trade call on this guy. I'm deciding what this guy's role is on the team and how much money he's getting and who his potential replacements are. If you're Brett Brown, how could you not fall in love with that idea? How could you not fall in love with the concept that you're absolutely running the team? And you know what? Based on the way that the Philadelphia 76ers have treated Brett Brown in the past, who's to say that they're not just going to say, you know what, Brett? We think you're the right guy for the job, and if you want this, you've got it. I'm not reporting anything. I'm not saying that sources are telling me this. I'm not doing any of that. All I'm doing right now in this instance, in this particular spot, is looking at the story and the report, the leak, let's call it what it was, that the Sixers were rebuffed in their effort to land Daryl Morey from the Houston Rockets. Think about what that's like. Think about what an equivalent of that would be like. That would be like, pretend that Doug Peterson, and this is before, you know, 41-33, okay? This is before the Eagles win the Super Bowl. This is when everybody's questioning whether Doug Peterson can be the head coach of the Eagles. Pretend that Doug Peterson's the interim coach and the report comes out, oh, the Eagles were unable to hire Bill Belichick away from the New England Patriots. It's like, no kidding. But what it tells you is that they do their due diligence and they're looking at everybody and they're leaving no stone unturned and that they know what they're doing in this search process. And that's what we're digging at. That's why this whole thing matters. That's why we're getting into, what does Daryl Morey have to do with anything, Brett Brown? I would argue he has everything to do with it. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Mitch in Phoenix. Mitch, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Mitch.
You know, I'm not impressed with Zaire Smith. What's your take?
I think it's going to take an adjustment for him to go from playing power forward at Texas Tech to playing on the wing. I mean, there's been up and down, but he hasn't lit the world on fire yet.
No, and I've watched a lot of ballers in this summer league that went in the draft.
Yep.
I think they blew it at number 10.
Yeah, well, you know what, Mitch? Thanks for the phone call, man. I think that they look at Zaire Smith as more of a project. They look at Smith as a guy who, you know, isn't necessarily going to be like Mikal Bridges, for example. Day one, plug and play, 100% ready. And I, you know what, let's face it, Bridges has shown that in Summer League. He's shown the ability to, you know, step in right away, play a role, 3-and-D, do some things for you. Sixers could have had that guy. Ultimately, they end up jumping in and saying, all right, well, we're going to move on, trade him, get Zaire Smith in, see him as a potential Kawhi Leonard type guy in terms of being a two-way player, on-ball defender, this, that, and the other thing. Right. But in addition, picking up that 2021 Miami Heat unprotected pick. They make that move, Brett Brown does. I mean, that to date, right, if people are going to look at the Colangelo's tenure here in Philadelphia, and Brian Colangelo in particular, and say, you know what, the one thing that I will never forget that Brian Colangelo did is trade up to get Markelle Fultz and trade away effectively the rights to Jason Tatum. Whether that's, you know, would have ended up being the case or not, it's irrelevant. If the Markelle Fultz move is going to be what people remember, for better or worse, Brian Colangelo doing, I think that there's a chance that this turns into that for Brett Brown. And I'm not writing off Markelle Fultz yet by any stretch, but what I'm saying is that people will remember Brett Brown, the GM, for the Mikal Bridges for Zaire Smith trade. It's hard for me to say in Summer League whether a move has worked out or not. I know that he hasn't come on as strong and as quickly as some of the other players, but I'd rather see him playing against NBA players in real NBA competition as opposed to just trying to figure out what counts where in Summer League. I think that's kind of a fool's errand for me. One thing I look at in Summer League is I look for the second-year players to dominate. That's the one, like, consistent that I would hope for. And we've seen a lot of that with Korkmaz playing well and, you know, some of the other guys who've come in and had the ability and the experience to play a year of professional basketball here stateside and then be able to go back to Summer League and just dominate. We've seen that. Zaire Smith, I think the coaching staff is too high on him to just say, oh, he's going to be a bust or he's not going to be anybody. Could be wrong, but that's kind of where I stand right now. Thanks for the phone call, man. 610-632-0975. This is the Joe Torty Show. We'll be right back with more on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5 The Fanatic for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Dog days of summer can lead to some hot nights. At Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse on Wednesday, July 18th, Delilah's gets even hotter as Delilah's presents the 15th annual Diamond G-String Awards. Join our celebrity guest host, recording artist, and TV personality, Chanel West Coast, as the most beautiful and talented performers from Philadelphia and beyond come together to compete for the coveted Diamond G-String Award. You won't want to miss any of the steamy action. Come early for Delilah's Select Open Bar and Gourmet Hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Wednesday, July 18th. Make your night even better by reserving a table for bottle service for your group by visiting Delilah's.com. Don't miss Delilah's 15th annual Diamond G-String Award Wednesday, July 18th. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Don't miss the 2018 Diamond G-String Award night only at Delilah's. This 15 Minutes of Fame is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save.
Hey, Philly, do you know somebody in your community that's done something extraordinary?
Whether it's somebody in the military, a humanitarian, philanthropist, or just a neighbor or friend who looks out for the well-being of your community, GEICO wants to celebrate your accomplishments by honoring good work with 15 minutes of fame. Simply send your nomination via email to geico@bbgi.com. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, GEICO and the Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO can help you get a great coverage at a great price. It only takes 15 minutes to see if you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you can save.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so that you can get started on your schedule. With convenient online learning and by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks. Because a college education can work for your wallet too. University of Maryland University College. State University. Global campus. Made for you. UMUC's undergraduate business programs were designed with you in mind. Take advantage of bachelor's degrees in fields like accounting, finance, human resources management, marketing, and more. Grow the skills today that will help you become a leader tomorrow. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
I don't like to call myself an expert, but from talking sports all day, I do consider myself a bit of a sports guru. I think it's time we all recognize the fantastic job Gabe Kapler has done as the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. This was a man who was booed at home before the team even took the field for the first time in the season. If they make the playoffs, he's the manager of the year. This Sports Guru Report is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to CARGURUS.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you.
Hey, New Jersey, see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more. All in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations only, July 11th to July 17th, 2018.
On July 24th, the Mann Center, the Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films present the world premiere of a championship season, a Philly special concert event. Relive stunning season video highlights on three giant screens as the Philadelphia Orchestra performs the inspiring music of NFL Films live. Pack a picnic, wear your team gear, and celebrate with the Eagles cheerleaders at Swoop. Thanks to the Mann's lead sponsor, Independence Blue Cross. Tickets at manscenter.org.
Years from now, when you're sitting together eating noodles, saying those things you always say, you won't remember saving on your engagement ring by buying it at Robbins Diamonds in Tax-Free Delaware or having so many rings to choose from. But I bet you'll remember how much fun you had shopping and how the wide-open self-serve cases made you feel like you owned the place. Of course, you'll have the ring, and I bet it'll still seem like it was made just for you at Robbins Delaware Diamonds, the engagement ring store.
Robbins Rocks!
Yeah!
Robbins Rocks!
Big all month long with the best deals at Murray Kia. Head to Murray Kia today and check out the all-new 2018 Kia Stinger. Shop Murray Kia in Conshohocken and MurrayKia.com. Hurry into Murray for America's best value summer event.
Sports talk for Northeast Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're going to get back to the Sixers and Manny Machado in a second, but I got to tell you something about why, while I admire it sometimes, the home run derby and any kind of competition like this where it actually doesn't count for anything is kind of stupid. It makes me a worse sports fan. And here's why, right? I just watched that animal that we were talking about, Kyle Schwarber, mash home runs. Mash him again. He's going up against Bryce Harper. And Bryce Harper is down big in this one. And then, as Jeff Passan tweets out, Bryce Harper just hit 9 home runs in 47 seconds. Okay? And instead of marveling at it, instead of being like, oh my, a human just hit 9 home runs in 47 seconds in a home run derby to take the lead in the contest, my gut reaction, just like the rest of Twitter, I might add, is, oh, what happened to the rule that the ball's got to land before the pitcher pitches the next one? And didn't even worry about that. Nobody's going to enforce it. How come people are enforcing it? I am turning into a rules Grinch for an event that doesn't count and doesn't matter for anything. It's making me a worse sports fan. That's the problem with this kind of stuff. That's the problem with, you know, the NHL skills competition. That's the problem with the home run derby. Anything that's not going to be tightly officiated. Because I don't want to look like the grump. I don't want to look like the guy who's, well, actually, this doesn't count because this rule states that this guy should have been able to wait a little bit longer because the ball was still. I don't want to turn into that guy. I don't want to turn into the NFL survive the ground guy, the process of the catch guy. This home run derby's doing it to me. Like, think about it, right? If you're Kyle Schwarber, he just handled it well. He was laughing and hugging and everything else. But like, in the back of your mind, you're not like, yo, I kind of obeyed the rules. What happened to you know, hitting and throwing pitches after the last home run lands, Bryce? What happened? It turns you into a grumpy dude, and it's not worth it. It's stupid. The only thing that you have is to just laugh it off. But if no one's going to enforce the rules, why would you even have the rules in the first place? To me, there's an endurance factor in this where you should just be able to keep pumping pitches as fast as your guy can throw them. That kind of tells you that you need to select your home run guy, your home run derby pitcher a little bit more carefully. And also, there's an endurance element for you because swinging that home run swing over and over and over again, you know that even if you get all these home runs, there are still more rounds ahead. I don't know, man. I don't want to turn into the theoretical rules guy, but here I am. Let's get back to some actual theoreticals, some actual hypotheticals here with Manny Machado and trying to figure out whether he would be an addition for you that you'd be looking to make if you're the Phillies for the rental season here, understanding that you're also likely going to be in on Manny Machado in the offseason. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Colin in Center City. Colin, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
Hey, Joe. First of all, I just want to thank you for being the only rational, logical thinking radio host on this entire show.
Thank you, man. Well, I'm the only one talking, so I appreciate that.
but for real, anybody who actually has a contradictory opinion to bringing Manny Machado onto the teams here, I'm sorry, I don't want to be cruel. You're a moron. And here's why. Let me state my points, okay? Prospects in Major League Baseball are the most overvalued asset of all of sports. Think about it. Kyle Drabek. What did Kyle Drabek end up doing in his career? Nada. Who right. Do we get in trade for Kyle Drabek? Oh, a guy by the name of Roy Halladay. Pretty good pitcher, right? Another guy, Dom Brown. Dom Brown was supposed to be the next second coming of Jesus Christ as a baseball player. What did Dom Brown do? He couldn't catch a fly ball and he's out of the league. Okay. The third individual prospect, J.P. Crawford. I like him because he's still on the team, but let's get real here. J.P. Crawford was touted as the next as a Major League Baseball player. Okay. So when you have a player like Manny Machado, in which you have the assets to trade for and to bring onto your club, okay? And those assets that you have are prospects, quote, air quotation marks, are prospects. You better make that trade. And if you don't, I'm outraged if they don't do that.
Well, I think fair to say, yeah, Colin, you got it, man. It's worth your outrage. Completely independent of them looking at, you know, the offseason and saying, hey, you know, we're going to throw big money at Machado in the offseason and everything else. It's completely different. I am treating offseason Phillies and current contender Phillies as two completely different entities. And it makes all the sense in the world for both of those to try to chase Manny Machado. It makes sense for both of those teams, the offseason Phillies and the current contender Phillies, to do what they can to get him. At 26 years old, he's a piece that you can build around for the future. If you can get him to sign on the dotted line for an extended contract, you have him kind of mentoring your young core, not being a guy who is, like, think about it, he's 26. He's going to be a part of the Phillies for a long time if you're able to land him, right? So with that being the case, you look at him and you think, okay, he helps for the future. The other thing is that he's a damn good player today, right now. He's really good. If you haven't been paying attention, I mean, like, I know that if you've seen Manny Machado, the shortstop, not saying that it's bad or anything like that, but you might be forgiven if you're like, well, what's so special about this guy? You see him hit and you see him play third base and you'd say, okay, well, never mind. Completely changed my mind. This is a guy who could be a guy on a big-time contending team and helping out. That's who he could be on this version. Forget future Phillies for a second. Obviously, it makes sense to try to land Machado for those guys. I mean 2018 Phillies. I mean the next couple of months could be enormous Phillies. That team should be in on Machado as well. And prospect, they're just lottery tickets. Sure, some of them have better odds than others, but you know what? They're just lottery tickets. That's all they are at the end of the day. 610-632-0975. Couple of open phone lines. You want to join the conversation? Let's go to Brian in Northeast Philly. Brian, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
What's going on? Good show, man.
Thanks, Brian.
I always call Dom Brown the worst trade never made.
Not bad.
I mean. But then I also think back that we wanted to get rid of Utley, too, you know, at
sure.
that point. So, you know, you got to weigh it back and forth. But I don't know. I don't know how good their prospects are. I mean, everybody would have traded Dre Beck for Doc Holliday in a heartbeat again. You know, the only catch is, and it's, you know, it's a Philadelphia catch. It's never perfect, right? We got to sign him afterwards.
Right.
So,
well, I think that a lot of people would say that Philly is, if not the front runner, one of the front runners, just because of the amount of money that they're willing to spend on this guy. So in baseball, more than any other sport, almost, money really talks.
Sure, sure. I mean, the thing only makes me nervous if we don't get him now, only if the Yankees get him. Because, you know, he's never leaving the Yankees after that.
So, no, that'd be bad.
So even if we don't get him, I still have a little bit of hope. I don't know if the Phillies are a World Series team with them this year. I'm not sure they're better. I won't argue that. But, you know, if there's a couple, I don't know the prospects well enough to say I would or wouldn't trade them, and I don't know what they're asking for.
Well, yeah. Thanks for the phone call, man. The thing is that people can say, like, if there are people locked into minor league baseball that can maybe semi-accurately project these guys and say, oh, who's this guy going to turn into? Who's that guy going to turn into? By and large, when it's Kyle Drabeck or any of these guys, right, that's what it is. It's a projection. And they might never match up with the projection. And that's okay. It's not an indictment of the prospects themselves. It's an indictment of the idea of the prospect as this is something that you can never, ever give up. Like, for me, I find it hard to believe that Sixto Sanchez is guaranteed to give you as much as Manny Machado can give you. And so when people are like, oh, I would never trade Sixto Sanchez, I'm not saying that I would jump on board with it, but when you're weighing it on the scales, it's like, all right, right now I know what Machado contributes to this team. I don't know what, say, Sixto Sanchez would contribute. And then you have to evaluate your projection as well. How good can this guy be? How much more potentially could this guy give me than a guy like Machado? In particular, if you're able to think about, all right, am I going to be able in the future to at least be in position to lock Manny up long term? Then the conversation shifts a little bit. But the truth is, I don't think it's going to come down to that. I don't think it's going. When you look at this, oftentimes you see prospects trade hands, high level prospects change hands when the team really doesn't want to give up the other guy. I think everybody in the Baltimore end of the Manny Machado ordeal is just kind of over it. And so the price tag goes down. 610-632-0975. This is the Joe Torty Show. A couple of open phone lines. You can join the conversation. We'll be right back with more after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Philly Sports Talk. Now 1 hour earlier with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. The Fanatic at 5. Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Would you like a new car and make no payments until 2019, plus get free gas until the end of the year? Hi, it's John Ashdell. The cars are from Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Hyundai has delivered an additional 200 cars to the dealership and challenged me to sell them all by the end of the month, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it done. It's the epic summer sales event here at Colonial Hyundai. All month long, save up to 30% off every new Hyundai in stock. Make no payments until 2019, and I'll buy your gas for the rest of the year. Enjoy 0% financing for up to 72 months. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. This month at Colonial, drive home a new 2018 Tucson for just $149 per month. Westchester, King of Prussia, Delaware. You're only minutes away. Shop us 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Now that's a better way to buy a Hyundai.
Kona does not qualify. Tucson leases 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, $19.95 due at signing. Must qualify for Tier 1 credit. Offers cannot be combined and includes all rebates and incentives. Free gasoline capped at 6,000 miles. Full details, call 1-866-CARZONE.
Do you work in any of the trades? Do you want more cash in your pocket today? Then go to Armor Metals and Recycling. Well, they'll pay you top dollar for all metals, wires, motors, computers, peripheries, and more. Armor Metals and Recycling has a tractor trailer, accessible large, 6-acre facility, magnet service, 70-foot truck scale, 2 non-ferrous scales, container service, and loading dock with scale for large palletized shipments. Armor Metals and Recycling is one of the few facilities with analyzing capabilities on premises for exotic metals like carbide, cobalt, and nickel. Can't make it to Armor Metals and Recycling? No problem. They'll come to you. Get paid on site with Armor's weight and pay mobile service available for a minimum of 500 pounds of non-ferrous metals. What are you waiting for? Get paid cash today for all metals, wires, motors, computers, and more at Armor Metals and Recycling. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pensauken High School in Pensauken, New Jersey. 856-665-5715 or armormetalsrecycling.com. That's armormetalsandrecycling.com.
Do you hear that? Do you? That's the sound of over 175 beers being poured at Summerfest Live. On Saturday, July 21st, summer is on tap at Xfinity Live Philadelphia. Outdoor and indoor beer gardens, live music, summertime games, and so much more. Grab your GA or VIP tickets before they're gone. Tickets on sale now at XfinityLive.com/BeerFest. That's XfinityLive.com/BeerFest.
Grainger stands for safety. And they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection. You name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's The bags are bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof. Gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown and University of Maryland, University College. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight today. Glad to be back. As we have had a little bit of a hiatus, shot down the shore, enjoyed some sun, relaxation, refocused. Ready to be right back here with you. 610-632-0975. And as soon as I get back, the Manny Machado discussion heats up. Conversation about whether the Phillies should be in on the guy. Trading for the Baltimore Orioles slugger. Bring him in to play shortstop. I know that he wants to play shortstop. I'd really like to see him at third base. But look, beggars can't be choosers. You get Machado, and that is kind of a conversation you work out later. You figure out where he fits and what he's going to do on the team at a later time. For me, that's going to be good enough. That's something that I feel confident in saying that, hey, either way, regardless of where he's playing or what he's doing, Machado is a player that can help you. And that's what it all comes down to, right? And that's where the whole prospects discussion kind of, you know, comes to a head, is you evaluate what helps your team short-term and long-term. The uniqueness about this situation is that unlike CC Sabathia being traded to the Milwaukee Brewers in 2008 ahead of being knocked out by the Philadelphia Phillies, everyone knew that there was no chance, zero, that CC Sabathia would even consider, would even entertain the idea of returning to the Brewers. The Brewers took advantage. They tried to strike while the iron was hot. They knew that they needed him. They acquired him, and they absolutely ran him till the wheels came off. 3 starts on 3 days rest at the end of the season. He's throwing complete games all over the place and doing everything else, right? It stands to reason that the Phillies, in theory, could do that same thing. They could do the same thing when it comes to a guy like Machado. Play him every day. Very few days off. Ask him to do a lot. Ask him to play third base. Ask him to play shortstop. But they don't necessarily need to do that. See, the way I see it is that they're in a unique situation among some of the other teams in that they are a contender and also have the money, the means, and the inclination to throw all kinds of cash at Machado in the offseason. So with that being the case, then, you can almost treat it as an extended negotiating period, as an extended, this is your future with the Phillies. You don't necessarily have to worry about maximizing what he can do for you this year. You don't have to worry about running him until the wheels come off. You don't have to worry about just doing everything you can to really squeeze every droplet of something out of him, knowing that you're not going to get another chance. Because here's the real truth of it. The Phillies, even if there's no guarantee, and there aren't, when it comes to free agents, I think that the NBA offseason here has just taught us there's no such thing as a guarantee. You can think that you know the way that things are going to go, and then all of a sudden the landscape shifts and changes, and you know it's something completely different. The truth is, though, based on the way that things look, the Phillies are going to at least, at bare minimum, have a chance at this thing. At bare minimum, they're going to have a chance to be one of those last teams at the end, signing Manny Machado to a long-term deal, to a long-term commitment, and saying that this is a guy and a situation that makes sense together. So having said that, that's one of the main reasons why I would say I could not be more in on a move for Machado. In addition to what he can do for you this year, in addition to gearing up, loading up on your rental players for your postseason run and seeing what you can do, just trying to put yourself in position to make something happen, right? Outside of that, you also look at the guy who could potentially, there's no guarantee, but potentially be a franchise cornerstone of yours for years to come. Now, whether that means that they're also looking at whoever, Bryce Harper. There are some people that won't let the Mike Trout dream die, which I'm not trying to, you know, burst your bubble. So dream whatever you want to dream. Eagles won the Super Bowl. Anything can happen, right? But there's no way that this move in any way hamstrings you or hurts you outside of one of your prospects turning into a big-time player. And I think that's the only thing that gives some people pause. When you looked at this Ringer article, and I suggested it earlier from Michael Bauman, written yesterday, or actually earlier this morning, 6 a.m., you know, Machado's a rental, right? And it's talking about why teams very rarely have been burned by rental moves. And they highlighted a lot of the biggest moves of the rental market. And they determined, did it work? Has it come back to bite the team? And should they regret it? Those are the three question marks, right? It turns out that a lot of times, the final like theory after going through all the years and everything else, right? It underscores how great an impact one player can make in the biggest time part of the year. It shows how short-term can be worth it, even if the team gives up a player who goes on to start him elsewhere. For example, Chapman for Torres, or Cespedes for Fulmer, or Sabathia for Brantley, right? You can achieve the goal of your trade without dominating the other team in terms of value, right? And honestly, if that were to happen here in Philadelphia, would I experience a little bit of bittersweetness? Would I think, oh, geez. You know, can you imagine what would happen if this team ended up, you know, holding on to this prospect, whether it's Sixto Sanchez or if it's Adonis or whoever else, right? As long as the Phillies got dramatically better by adding Manny Machado and they moved closer to their goal of winning a World Series, then honestly, I'm happy. I'm good. And not only that, it doesn't necessarily hamstring your future. You can still develop players, and you can find other guys in your farm system to step up and have increased opportunity that they wouldn't have gotten earlier because of this other big-time prospect that's blocking them and everything else. I don't know. Here's the thing. Like, when you think about trading for Manny Machado, he's cost controlled right now. You know that his contract is going to be excessive the next time up, and this Phillies are just as likely as any other team to pay that. But that's kind of the risk that you're weighing. And I would argue that when it comes to prospects in baseball, what they are is weighted lottery tickets. The best prospects end up being weighted more heavily than others, but still, you're still just scratching off and hoping to see that you end up with something at the end. Versus looking at what you have in front of you. A lottery ticket that has already won, that is already available for you to cash right now. as you try to load up for a postseason run. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to climb aboard. Final hour is coming up next. This is the Joe Torti Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. On Saturday, August 25th, The Fanatic is holding the 5th annual Fan Fest from Xfinity Live. Tickets are free, but you have to win them on The Fanatic. Now, why would you want to take a beautiful Saturday in August and come to Fan Fest?
Here's what to expect.
Bikini Beach, beer, live bands, exotic sports cars, a London trip giveaway to watch some football, interactive events, Sal Pal, Eric Caramel, Ron Jaworski, and Tom McGinnis all on site. Super Bowl champion Brent Celek. And just added, NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Ben is brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City. We're sending you there. Stay tuned for your free tickets only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Jason Mercutis for Conkerville Subaru. Your time is precious. Between work, your family, and a little you time, who can spend hours at a car dealership?
My first car will be at Conkerville Dad.
Yeah, that's right, Evan. At Conkerville Subaru, they respect that. They believe that their job is to get you the deal you want so you can spend your time doing what's important to you. Conkerville Subaru's new state-of-the-art facility is opening soon. Celebrate with a great deal on a new Subaru. Lease a new 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i, only $199 per month for 42 months, 10,000 mileage cap, and $1,999 due at signing. Or a new 2018 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for only $199 per month for 42 months, 10,000 mileage cap, and $1,999 due at signing. Plus, all Conkerville Subarus come with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Now's your chance to drive one of the most reliable cars on the road. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com. For inventory and details, prices end July 31st, 2018. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, New Jersey, see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more, all in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations only, July 11th to July 17th, 2018.
On July 24th, the Mann Center, the Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films present the world premiere of a championship season, a Philly special concert event. Relive stunning season video highlights on three giant screens as the Philadelphia Orchestra performs the inspiring music of NFL Films live. Pack a picnic, wear your team gear, and celebrate with the Eagles cheerleaders at Swoop. Thanks to the Mann's lead sponsor, Independence Blue Cross. Tickets at manscenter.org.
I don't like to call myself an expert, but from talking sports all day, I do consider myself a bit of a sports guru. I think it's time we all recognize the fantastic job Gabe Kapler has done as the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. This was a man who was booed at home before the team even took the field for the first time in the season. If they make the playoffs, he's the manager of the year. This sports guru report is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to CARGURUS.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters. Stop aggressively. aggressive collection actions and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This 15 Minutes of Fame is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save.
Hey, Philly, do you know somebody in your community that's done something extraordinary? Whether it's somebody in the military, a humanitarian, philanthropist, or just a neighbor or friend who looks out for the well-being of your community, GEICO wants to celebrate your accomplishments by honoring good work with 15 Minutes of Fame. Simply send your nomination via email to geico@bbgi.com. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, GEICO and the Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO can help you get a great coverage at a great price. It only takes 15 minutes to see if you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you can save.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. That's Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's that time to remind you that Fanatic Fan Fest is back. It will be held on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. The only way in is to win tickets from 97.5 The Fanatic. Fan Fest is presented by Tropicana Atlantic City. Experience more this summer at Tropicana Atlantic City. Here's what's scheduled so far. Bikini Beach is back. It's a beach oasis in the middle of the Xfinity Live parking lot being created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. A 40-foot rock wall, Spider Mountain and Monkey Motion bungee rides, all courtesy of Betty's Bounces. Lamborghinis and Ferraris on display from Imagine Lifestyles Exotic Rentals. Someone at FanFest will win a football trip to London provided by Big Game Travel. For more information about their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September, visit BigGameTravel.com for details. Sal Palantonio, Eric Carabel, Ron Jaworski, Tom McGinnis, and Local Honey will be performing on the main stage. Super Bowl champion Brent Celek will also be on site. And if you haven't heard, this is just added, brand new. Ben Simmons will be at FanFest. Stay tuned for info on how you can meet Ben and get a picture with him. Brought to you by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Even more will be added this week to our roster of fun, so stay tuned for more big announcements. Ben Simmons, I don't know if it gets a whole lot bigger than that. But that's a nice transition here. We've been talking baseball, and we can continue to do that if you'd like at 610-632-0975. Obviously, this isn't going to go away until this Manny Machado situation is resolved. But there's another situation that's kind of been brewing for a long time, and it is in the wake of the Brian Colangelo ouster. The revelation of all the burner accounts and the investigation that followed and, you know, kind of the disgraced way that Brian Colangelo was dismissed from the Philadelphia 76ers. There's been a search for the next Sixers general manager for quite some time. And when the move was announced, it was determined that Brett Brown would be the interim GM and he would be the one running basketball operations for the Sixers for the near future until the team was able to ultimately come away with a general manager who they'd be able to hire, lock in, sign, seal, and deliver, and just go from there. The problem becomes a couple of things. First, it's possible, not probable. It's possible, though, that the job is not as attractive as we initially thought. I don't know how that's possible, considering I think that everyone would want to be, if you're in an NBA front office, GM, is a level that you'd love to ascend to at some point. So I would think that that would be an attractive idea for a lot of people. I think that if you're in the NBA and you're an executive, regardless of the team, the GM spot's a good one. Then you consider the cap space and the young talent that the Sixers have locked up. You think, okay, well, this is an ideal fit. So I'm ready to rule out that possibility. That first floating idea that maybe this job isn't as attractive as we thought, I'm ready to rule that out. Instead, what about Brett Brown? See when he comes out and at the beginning says that he's interested in being a coach and that he's not too interested in being the general manager and he wants to get back to coaching basketball and he doesn't want to deal with all of the extra, right? That's probably true in his heart of hearts when he says it. Fast forward to today and what's happened. Brett Brown has signed players. He has been the main voice in a room making a determination that they're going to make a trade involving a 2021 NBA draft pick. He has been the guy who has been the singular, most important voice, the driving force in forming the Philadelphia 76ers basketball team. He has been that guy. What is it like when there are 30 professional basketball teams playing at the highest level to have complete autonomy, complete control, and total and utter command of one of those teams? I would imagine that kind of power is incredibly difficult to give up once you've had a taste of it. Once you've figured out what it's like to be the man, the grand poobah who's sitting there in charge of everything Philadelphia 76ers basketball, how in the world do you give that up? The Daryl Morey stuff is interesting to me because it suggests that the Sixers might have been the source of this leak. Someone in the organization involved in this search or thereabouts, right, puts this out, reveals it to a reporter or someone. And then what does it look like? It looks like the Sixers are searching high and low, near and far, everywhere that they can for an ideal GM candidate, somebody who would be an absolute out of the park grand slam. The names that they've been associated with, right? R.C. Buford, Sam Presti, and now Daryl Morey, would be hard to believe that any of these guys would ultimately be in danger of leaving any of their teams, right? Would even consider moving on from the cushy situations that they happen to be in. All of that kind of sets up for you winning the press conference if you're the Sixers. If indeed the plan is to have Brett Brown stay on as the basketball king. I'm not saying that he'll be the GM forever, but what I am saying is that he'll be the man in this scenario, right? Maybe they hire a GM, maybe they hire somebody, a president of basketball operations, but somebody who answers to Brett, somebody to be a part of that collaborative process. Who knows? And once again, I want to emphasize that this isn't a report. This isn't my sources telling me anything. It's not anything like that. It's just trying to read between the lines and figure out what in the world this Daryl Morey report suggests to me. And my gut instinct is that Brett Brown might not be going anywhere. You could be looking at Brett Brown being the next, you know, Doc Rivers, Greg Popovich, Stan Van Gundy, basketball czar. Right? These are the guys that I'm looking at and thinking, okay, that could be the path for the Sixers. Brett Brown has already won power struggles over general managers in the past when the reports came out that Mike D'Antoni was the heir apparent and was the choice to replace him. And then Jay Wright was the choice to replace him. And ultimately, ownership overruled that and said, you know what, Brett Brown's our guy. Why in the world would we even consider that same ownership group who turned down advice and suggestion, allegedly and reportedly, right, who knows if any of that's true, but have turned down the suggestion of some of the most well-known, respected, recognized basketball names in the business, period, in Brian and Jerry Colangelo. We're supposed to believe that the Sixers are going to hire somebody to come in and be Brett Brown's boss? Please. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Lance in Arizona. Lance, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
Hey, Joe. I didn't call about the Sixers, but I wanted to make a quick point.
Sure.
They need somebody that's creative, and I think that's the reason why you see R.C. Buford, and that's why you see them going after Morey, because what's going to happen with the Sixers that fans don't really understand is next offseason, that is your last time you have cap space to make a big splash.
Right.
They need somebody, if they don't get anybody next year, which is possible because there's a ton of teams with cap space and good organizations that players want to travel to, that they have to have somebody in place that knows they can make a creative trade to bring a star there. Because I love Dario Saric and I like Markel Fultz. They're not going to be good enough unless they become stars to go with Ben Simmons and Embiid to overcome some of the teams that have just plain more talent. It is what it is. The Celtics have as much talent, if not more, and they have better assets, so they can bring in more talent.
Right.
That's where they need a GM that's creative. And I like Brett Brown. I'm not sure he's creative enough in what he's doing to get that done. But that really wasn't the reason why I called.
Okay, sure. What was the reason you called, Lance?
I called to be a devil's advocate to the Machado thing. I would do the deal, but I hate when people go, oh, they're just prospects, quote unquote. Chase Utley was just a prospect. Jimmy Rollins was just a prospect. Carlos Ruiz was just a prospect. Ryan Howard was just a prospect. Brian Madsen was just a prospect. Cole Hamels was just a prospect. All these guys were just prospects at one time. If you just traded them because they were just prospects to get that guy at that moment, you might not have had that 2008 World Series. Like, there was people in 2005 when they came close, or I think it was 2006, they came close to trading some of those prospects the Phillies had, and they wouldn't have been into that World Series in 2008 if they traded some of them.
Sure.
So when people go, they're just prospects, yeah, that's true. However, some of those prospects have done well for the Phillies. And another issue I have is we traded Ryan Sandberg, who was just a prospect, and he wound up being a Hall of Famer. It's not like the Philadelphia Phillies have been ultimately successful in every trade they've ever made. Like, they got Roy Halladay, and they didn't give up anything, but they also only got him for 2 years because after his first 2 years, he was never the same pitcher.
Right, that's fair. But I think what, Lance, what people would say is that while you're right, that there are prospects that turn into really big-time players and everything else, there's a chance that they do that and there's a chance that they don't. And if you have the chance to acquire a guy like Machado, who's 26 years old and he's not nearing the end of his career, he doesn't have any signs of breaking down or anything like that, it's almost trading like an unknown quantity for something that's known and that you know is really good.
This is what I would say to people. Go look around baseball right now. The Dodgers were 10 games below 500. They're now 12 games over 500. That means they're 22 games over 500 since everyone's got back healthy. Do you think you're better than the Dodgers? Even if you get Machado, I don't think they're better than the Dodgers. The Dodgers are stacked from top to bottom in that lineup, and they have good pitching. Then I go and look at the Cubs. Same thing. They have stacked lineup. The pitching's not as good. But then I go look at the American League. You get to the World Series.
Right.
The Yankees are better than you. The Red Sox are definitely better than you. The Astros are better than you. And the Seattle Mariners might be better than you. So even if you get to that World Series, you're not winning. So are you willing to give up prospects who could help you in a year or two down the road if they're closer to the major league level, assuming that that's what the Orioles want? Are you willing to do that knowing you're not going to, like, it's this percentage that you beat the Yankees in the World Series with that lineup and that pitching and that bullpen is really minuscule. And
Lance, good stuff, man. Sorry to cut you off there. Yeah, it's, that's going to be something the Phillies have to weigh. And the additional layer to it is it's not just about this, like, this season in the World Series, right? Like, and I know that I don't have to convince Lance, and he's you know, doing the devil's advocate thing and everything else. He said that he would do the deal himself, right? But when you look at it and you say they're also looking at this as an extended job interview, they're also looking at this as an extended chance to talk to Manny Machado and say, this is the this is a potential future for you. And not only that, here's the thing. We've seen, I love talking baseball with my father-in-law. My father-in-law is a baseball guy. He's been a diehard Phillies fan. And his thing, and it's interesting, it always makes me raise my eyebrows when he brings it up, but it's interesting to me. He says, the thing that I like to see in baseball and the thing that I'd like to see for the Phillies in particular, no more big contracts. Right? Like, he looks at the Ryan Howard contract and he looks at some of the other albatrosses around the league and you think, all right, well, maybe he's on to something. The reason that I even bring this up in the first place is because Manny Machado is going to command an outrageous deal, an outrageous amount of money in this offseason. If you're the Phillies, you're in position now to weigh whether the opportunity to evaluate Machado himself. We've been saying that you have to sell Machado on the Phillies and sell Machado on Philadelphia and the fans and everything else, right? What about it from the other perspective? Where for the cost of a couple of prospects, potentially, you have the chance to look and see whether your money would be best spent on Manny Machado or elsewhere. Whether it's Bryce Harper or somewhere else. We haven't even been talking about that. We haven't even been considering that element to it. But maybe it's worth it to take a test drive before you commit. Page through a little bit before you shell out the cash for the big-time book at the bookstore. See if it's going to end up being a fit for the Phillies. And that's something that I wonder would additionally weigh in and say, all right, well, is sacrificing a prospect or two worth it? Because sure, all of those guys that Lance mentioned, all of those guys ended up being big-time players. But there are very few prospects who are such sure things. Like, think about it. Like, Mike Trout and Bryce Harper and these guys, they got to the major leagues so quickly. So quickly. It wasn't even close to a question of whether these guys were going to be unbelievable. And they've proven to be, both of them, have proven to be unreal. I don't know if there's anyone really in that caliber on the Phillies right now. Like, Sixto Sanchez is regarded as one of the top overall prospects in baseball, period, right? And there's still, you look at it and you think, okay, well, Sixto could end up being the Sixers' ace of the future. He could be. He's 19 years old. He's oozing potential. He's got one of the brightest futures and one of the brightest potentials of anybody out there. He's in high A ball. It's not like he's a guy who's been so locked in and so ridiculous. And you're saying, okay, this is a guy that literally can't miss. There's no guarantee. You hope that he can't miss. You think that maybe he can't miss. I mean, his numbers have been good. His whip has been good. Like, everything that you would want to see from a starting pitcher, it's been good. But man, oh man. And the more and more that I think about it, and I'm not trying to pick on Sixto in particular. The only reason that I look at Sanchez is because he's regarded as the top prospect for the Phillies. A couple of questions you have to ask yourself. Does he help you win more than Machado does? Long-term and short-term. You evaluate them both, right? Because both are going to end up being factors in what you do. Both are going to end up being factors in what you have to bring to the table in terms of your decision-making, your thought process for this draft, or for this trade, rather. Because there are going to be other teams that, while they might not be willing to part with their top prospects, so maybe you don't have to either. You don't want to be the richest man at the table there just to start. Maybe you have a conversation about, hey, with Machado, what's our ceiling? And with Sanchez, what's our ceiling? And what's higher? And I know that's an oversimplification. I know that there's multiple years to consider when you've got Sanchez, and there's no guarantee that Machado re-ups. There's no inkling from anyone that it would be a one-for-one deal to begin with. But if you're playing the numbers game, and once again, this is just a devil's advocate thing, and it's only if you're interested in playing the numbers game. Like I said, a guy like Sixto Sanchez, there are fewer prospects that would have to be thrown into a deal if you're bringing in a guy like Sanchez into it, right? You have the opportunity to hang on to more of those lottery tickets. Just have to decide what's worth it to you. What counts the most to you at the negotiating table? And that's where the question comes in. Would you do the deal? Would you not do the deal? 610-632-0975 is your phone number to climb in. You know, the trade talk has been increasing steadily regarding Machado, and it's continued to intensify, and you hear who the front runners are, and the Phillies are constantly, I mean every single time, mentioned as one of the teams that is really close. And now with the All-Star break here, we've got nothing else. We've got nothing else to even think about besides these rumors intensifying about Machado. And that's why it's an exciting time of year. Now think about this. The Phillies fans at Citizens Bank Park were cheering, "We want Manny. We want Manny," right? Before that, this is what he said. Said, "Philly, I did hear that nice ovation when I was there. That was pretty awesome." And now the Phillies are one of the favorites to land him. Like, that's what John Clark has just tweeted out, right? About 7 hours ago, I don't want to freak anybody out. It's not breaking news. Everywhere you look in baseball, the Phillies and Machado are tied together. They've been that way for quite some time when you think about, who's going to be the team that ultimately lands or reels in the big fish in the offseason. But the conversation changed a little bit. The conversation's had to shift because now it's not just about that. It's also about who's going to be a part of the team this year, not necessarily just looking ahead into the future, looking into the offseason. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. Would you do the deal? Would you not do the deal? Also, if you are running the Sixers, would you trust Brett Brown to be the permanent GM? Would you remove the interim tag from Brett Brown? Is that why this Daryl Morey report is coming out? And the Sixers are just swinging for the fences, setting themselves up to say, you know what? We looked at an unbelievable qualified pool of applicants, and we've determined that Brett Brown is the number one guy to lead the 76ers moving forward, and we're confident in removing the interim tag and making him the permanent head of basketball operations for the Philadelphia 76ers. The question becomes, are you okay with that or not? 610-632-0975. It is the Joe Torty Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic reminds you,
if you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the Fanatic app. It's free and it's easy to get. Just go to the App Store or Google Play. Listen to your favorite Fanatic shows anytime. In the office, on the road, on the work site, anywhere.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Right now, your radio is being transformed.
Download the app. Listen now, anywhere.
This is
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof. gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to TheBagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with The Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
This 15 Minutes of Fame is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com to see how much you could save.
Hey, Philly, do you know somebody in your community that's done something extraordinary? Whether it's somebody in the military, a humanitarian, philanthropist, or just a neighbor or friend who looks out for the well-being of your community, Geico wants to celebrate your accomplishments by honoring good work with 15 Minutes of Fame. Simply send your nomination via email to geico@bbgi.com. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, Geico and the Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Geico can help you get a great coverage at a great price. It only takes 15 minutes to see if you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com to see how much you can save.
Dog days of summer can lead to some hot nights. At Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse on Wednesday, July 18th, Delilah's gets even hotter as Delilah's presents the 15th annual Diamond G-String Awards. Join our celebrity guest host, recording artist, and TV personality, Chanel West Coast, as the most beautiful and talented performers from Philadelphia and beyond come together to compete for the coveted Diamond G-String Award. You won't want to miss any of the steamy action. Come early for Delilah's select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Wednesday, July 18th. Make your night even better by reserving a table for bottle service for your group by visiting Delilah's.com. Don't miss Delilah's 15th annual Diamond G-String Award, Wednesday, July 18th. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Don't miss the 2018 Diamond G-String Award night, only at Delilah's. Hey, it's Jason Mertedis for Window Nation. It's almost over. This is the final week of Window Nation's Buy One, Get One free sale. Your last chance to buy one window, get the next one absolutely free with no limit. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, how about get eight free? That's like buying windows for the front of your house and getting the back windows for free. Plus, get 0% financing for 18 months. And if you call today, they'll double that to 0% financing for 36 months. That's half your windows free and 3 years at 0%. How else can they sweeten this summer for you? More than free windows and 0% financing? How about two free tickets to Hershey Park? That's right. No matter if you buy from Window Nation or a competitor, the tickets are free. But Window Nation's biggest sale of the season ends this Sunday. Call now for buy one window, get one free with no limit, 0% for 36 months, and two tickets to Hershey Park. Call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Tell them Jason sent you. Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and your wallet.
Do you hear that? Do you? That's the sound of over 175 beers being poured at Summerfest Live. On Saturday, July 21st, summer is on tap at Xfinity Live Philadelphia. Outdoor and indoor beer gardens, live music, summertime games, and so much more. Grab your GA or VIP tickets before they're gone. Tickets on sale now at XfinityLive.com/BeerFest. That's XfinityLive.com/BeerFest.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Score big all month long with the best deals at Murray Kia. Head to Murray Kia today and check out the all-new 2018 Kia Stinger. Shop Murray Kia in Conshohocken and MurrayKia.com. Hurry into Murray for America's best value summer event.
Sports talk for Collegeville and all of Montgomery County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight, so just about another half hour here to continue this conversation. 610-632-0975. Not able to get in at that point. It's just a short five-hour wait to hear from Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch coming up at 5 a.m., starting you off every morning as they always do. Let's go back to Denny in South Philly. Denny, you're on the Joe Torti Show. What's happening, man?
How you doing, brother?
Great, thank you.
Good. Was you watching it? You watched the home run derby, right?
I did, yep.
Did you see how Machado was rooting Rhys Hopkins on?
How about that? Did you see that?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Man, can't beat it.
I got three of my girls friends with me now. I got Elena, Kelly, and Eden here with me. They want to say hi too.
It's all right, man. We don't do shout outs. Sorry, man. We don't do shout outs on this show. But I'm glad you enjoyed the home run derby, and I hope that you and everybody else are really enjoying your time watching and everything else. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to climb in. Now, one of the things that I wanted to get into here was the Sixers and Brett Brown, and the idea that he could potentially be the GM permanently. He could potentially be the guy who is, you know, permanently a fixture in the Sixers front office as the decision maker and everything else. It makes interesting sense to me that the Sixers all of a sudden are interested in interviewing all of these super high level, and not necessarily like you think, oh my gosh, Oklahoma City's so outrageous or whatever, but there are guys who have done excellent jobs for their teams, whether it's R.C. Buford or Sam Presti or Daryl Morey, who's coming off of an executive of the year nod for the Houston Rockets. You know, one of the things that you look at is, did they ever really have a chance of getting any of these guys? Understanding that the Sixers GM job is probably the most attractive vacant job in the NBA, and I would say certainly the most attractive vacant job right now. But some of the reasons why it's so attractive would suggest to me that, well, that's why Brett Brown would want to hang on to it, right? In addition to all of the other outside appeals where you're looking at, okay, well, you have the chance to work with all this cap space for this offseason and next offseason. You have the chance to work with a very good young core, talented group that, you know, ended up winning a playoff series in their first actual year that they were really trying to win basketball games, right? In addition to all of that, Brett Brown is also the coach. Brett Brown is also the guy who has to make all of these pieces work. Bill Parcells said, I don't know how you can expect me to cook the meal if you don't let me shop for the groceries. That's what we're looking at right now. That's what we're looking at when it comes to the Philadelphia 76ers doing this GM search and trying to find the way that general managers might be able to fit with, let's face it, what's kind of an unorthodox and unusual power structure, right? Now, the truth is that any person that would be hired is not going to have absolute power. What I've said in the past, and I'll stand by it, is I don't see that there's any way that anyone's going to be hired to be Brett Brown's boss. That would surprise me tremendously. So, having said that, you're looking for someone who's experienced, who's a veteran, who is a well-recognized name around the league, who's smart, who can get stuff done, and is also not going to be looking for ultimate power as a result of those accolades. It's kind of a needle in the haystack search. Having said that, that's why I believe that Brett Brown is the most likely candidate to retain the GM status. He's the most likely candidate to have that title given to him and have the press conference where they come out and you say, all right, well, thank you for everybody for coming. As you guys know, we searched long and hard and we were trying to figure out who would be the best candidate for the Sixers general manager job. And we wanted to find the right guy. We wanted to find somebody who's in charge and somebody who could take command and everything else. Ultimately, despite an exhaustive search, we ultimately found that the best guy for the job was the guy who's currently doing it right now. Brett Brown's done a great job of leading us through this offseason. We have the utmost confidence that he'll be able to do that moving forward as well. And that's it. Isn't that easy to see? Is something like that easy to kind of create in your mind and say, all right, well, the Sixers are clearly setting something up where it looks like this? 610-632-0975. Now, JC at JC444 is tweeting me this story from John Morosi from, well, it looks like it's earlier today with the Manny Machado story. It says, this is from John Heyman. The trade is very close. The Phillies are the most likely destination for Manny Machado due to Adonis Medina's expected involvement unless another suitor increases their offer. So the story said, and once again, it's from John Heyman for FanCred Sports. The Dodgers, the Phillies, and the Brewers are the front runners to land Machado. The Yankees and Indians are behind them. And a source confirmed to MLB.com that the Yankees are not the team that Baltimore is reportedly close to sending Machado to. The Phillies have indicated that they would include the right-handed pitching prospect Adonis Medina in a package for Machado. The Orioles are known to covet Medina in the Machado talks. Unless another suitor increases its offer, the Phillies are well-positioned to acquire Machado. So Medina's the number two prospect for the Phillies, number three on the top 100 list. And so far, Philadelphia's resisted Baltimore's request to pass to part with number one prospect Sixto Sanchez. So there you go. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to climb in. That's where we are right now. It's a lot to think about and a lot to digest. Sixers, Phillies. It's amazing how with the Sixers and Phillies at the forefront of the conversation, it's like we've almost forgotten that the Eagles are right around the corner. Somehow I feel like that'll change in the upcoming weeks. Let's go to Chris in Pensauken. Chris, you're on the Joe Torti Show. What's happening, man?
What's happening, my friend?
Not too much, bro.
I'm a little irritated tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was telling Ben, work 15 hours at my shop tonight. It was 99 degrees. I'm hot.
No, man, I hear that. Jeez.
Just got home. I'm melting because I'm an old fart, but it's okay. I got to tell you, man, I love that the Sixers are swinging for the fences, and I didn't think they were going to get those guys, but why not poke the bear, see if you can take the captain and the cheerleader to the prom?
Well, yeah, well, that's if, one, the reports are accurate, and two, you know, if they ever thought they had a chance to begin with. But I don't know. I'm with you. I'd like to see them, you know, not necessarily looking at the bottom of the barrel first.
Well, here's my favorite choice, and I've been telling Ben since he jumped aboard, and I think I told you quite a few times. I thought he was going to get the job in 2013. Mike Zarin, just bring him on down, man. He's never, ever going to get that GM job.
Never.
Danny Ainge, that dirty little rat-faced scumbag, is never leaving Boston. I hate him. I like to punch him right in his throat. So why not bring him down? I don't understand it. I think he would be an easy get.
Why
would he leave there?
I know that he is kind of... And I, for whatever reason, he's just loyal to the Celtics organization. But
yeah,
he's
2013. You had him.
I know.
You passed, and you went with Hinkie.
Went with Hinkie. Yep. I know, man. Like that is probably the most likely realistic, along with like Kiki Vandeweghe. Like so, those are the more likely, you know, guys than a Sam Presti or Daryl Morey or an R.C.
Right.
Buford.
I didn't think they were getting them. I mean, they might as well went for the Warriors owner's son that's a GM. I mean, I get it. You're shooting for the moon and thinking about the stars. And as far as Manny, by Wednesday afternoon, you heard here first, he will be a Philadelphia Philly. It's already a done deal. I have a friend of a friend, and I know you hear these stories all the time, that's in Baltimore that actually is not a higher up, is a lower up in the Orioles. That's a done deal, bro. He's coming.
Chris, I will give you credit first. I'll make sure that everyone knows.
And guess what? Let me tell you. I love it. Guess what? When we get him, I don't have to worry about it. Did you see Harper in the home run contest tonight with his headband on? That dude's a jackass. I don't want him for 400 million.
Oh, Chris, I know I hear you. Thanks for the phone call, man. I don't know. I would tolerate a whole lot for that home run power. I would tolerate a whole lot. I know that he rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I would love that. I feel like that's a guy that you really don't like until he's on your team. 610-632-0975. It is the Joe Torty Show. We'll be right back with more on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day? The Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. This is new. Weekday mornings at 5. Live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, everybody, calm down. Calm down. Tina, feet off the table.
All right, campers, welcome to Camp Hogiwana. Today's activities are hiking Mount Hogeyton, rafting the great Hogiwatha, and of course, the legendary Wawa Run. But first, the Hogiwana Pledge.
Hogie Fest is back at Wawa, and more Hogielicious than ever, with $3 juniors, $4 shorties, and $5 classics all Hogie Fest long. It's Hogie season!
Yay! Get 'em, campers!
With over 100 fountain drink choices available at every Wawa, that means there are over 100 different ways to satisfy your thirst. And right now, you can grab a 32-ounce fountain drink for $1. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Nothing like the sound of the beach.
What is that?
For the first time ever, Hot Turkey is here at Hoagie Fest. Come on down to Wawa for a hot turkey. And of course, our famous gobbler, the all-new Hoagie Fest. It's Hoagie season.
Do you work in any of the trades? Do you want more cash in your pocket today? Then go to Armor Metals and Recycling. Well, they'll pay you top dollar for all metals, wires, motors, computers, peripheries, and more. Armor Metals and Recycling has a tractor trailer accessible large 6-acre facility, magnet service, 70-foot truck scale, 2 non-ferrous scales, container service, and loading dock with scale for large palletized shipments. Armor Metals and Recycling is one of the few facilities with analyzing capabilities on premises for exotic metals like carbide, cobalt, and nickel. Can't make it to Armor Metals and Recycling? No problem. They'll come to you. Get paid on site with Armor's weight and pay mobile service available for a minimum of 500 pounds of non-ferrous metals. What are you waiting for? Get paid cash today for all metals, wires, motors, computers, and more at Armor Metals and Recycling. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pensauken High School in Pensauken, New Jersey. 856-665-5715 or armormetalsrecycling.com. That's armormetalsandrecycling.com.
I don't like to call myself an expert, but from talking sports all day, I do consider myself a bit of a sports guru. I think it's time we all recognize the fantastic job Gabe Kapler has done as the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. This was a man who was booed at home before the team even took the field for the first time in the season. If they make the playoffs, he's the manager of the year. This Sports Guru Report is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to CARGURUS.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you.
Hey, New Jersey, see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more. All in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations only. July 11th to July 17th, 2018.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Cullerton.
My name is Chance. I was a lead technician and good at my job until I suffered a devastating car accident in my work truck. The truck flipped and I was barely injured. Even though I was the victim and the police blamed the other driver, the company where I worked and its insurance company treated me horribly. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They referred me to top specialists who offered incredible care. They brought me back to good health. Swartz Cullerton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Cullerton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
Would you like a new car and make no payments until 2019, plus get free gas until the end of the year? Hi, it's John Ashdale, the Cars Czar from Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Hyundai has delivered an additional 200 cars to the dealership and challenged me to sell them all by the end of the month, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it done. It's the epic summer sales event here at Colonial Hyundai. All month long, save up to 30% off every new Hyundai in stock. Make no payments until 2019, and I'll buy your gas for the rest of the year. Enjoy 0% financing for up to 72 months. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. This month at Colonial, drive home a new 2018 Tucson for just $149 per month. Westchester, King of Prussia, Delaware. You're only minutes away. Shop us 24-7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Now that's a better way to buy a Hyundai.
Kona does not qualify. Tucson leases 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, $19.95 due at signing. Must qualify for Tier 1 credit. Offers cannot be combined and includes all rebates and incentives. Free gasoline capped at 6,000 miles. Full details, call 1-866-CARS-ARE.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by Rasta Impasta and Influential Drones. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Want to remind you once again, of course, that Fanatic Fan Fest is back. It'll be held on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. The only way in is to win tickets from 97.5 The Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Atlantic City. Experience more this summer at Tropicana Atlantic City. Lots on the docket already for Fan Fest. Bikini Beach is back, a beach oasis in the middle of the Xfinity Live parking lot, being created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. A 40-foot rock wall, Spider Mountain, and Monkey Motion bungee rides, all courtesy of Betty's Bounces. Lamborghinis and Ferraris will be on display from Imagine Lifestyle's Exotic Rentals, and someone at Fan Fest will win a football trip to London provided by Big Game Travel. For more information about their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September, visit biggametravel.com for details. Guests, you know that we've got them. Sal Palantonio, Eric Carabel, Ron Jaworski, Tom McGinnis. Brett Brown was there last year. I'm not sure if he's going to make an appearance this year. Local Honey will be performing on the main stage. We have locked in Super Bowl champion Brent Celek on site. More is going to be added this week to our roster of fun, so stay tuned for more big announcements like this one. Ben Simmons will be at FanFest. You stay tuned for info on how you can meet Ben and get a picture with him. That'll be brought to you by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Pretty cool event, pretty cool opportunity on August 25th, so make sure that you check that out. And keep it locked right here for your chance to win. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. So Chris calls in and says that according to his sources in Baltimore, Machado will be a Philly by Wednesday. And it's already signed, sealed, and delivered. That thing is done. That that Morosi report, the John Morosi report, was updated at 11 o'clock, according to JC, who initially tweeted in the story about Manny Machado and where his likely landing spots were, what the return could potentially be. Adonis Medina, the number two prospect for the Phillies, expected to be included, and that's going to end up being the move unless another suitor ups the ante. The truth is, I don't know how hot the market's going to be for the rental version of Manny Machado, because so many teams hope to be, and also so many teams are expected to be, in the Machado sweepstakes this offseason. The Phillies have been linked to Machado for quite some time, thanks to their money, thanks to the fact that they appear to be more than willing to spend that money on Manny Machado. He's long been a good fit, a rumored target of the Phillies. So pretty much all of those chickens are kind of coming home to roost at the same time here. So it's not breaking any news. It's not, you know, oh my gosh, coming out of nowhere, dark horse team, right? And the Phillies have kind of been a team that have at least had Manny Machado on their radar from the beginning. From the time that it was clear that he would not be re-upping in Baltimore and that he'd eventually be a free agent and everything else, that's kind of the way that things have looked. And I laid out an article from The Ringer earlier talking about the history of rentals in Major League Baseball. And oftentimes it appears that if you look at the history of it, and dating back to 1998, this Ringer article looked at a lot of the major rental deadline acquisitions. That is to say, where the player was not signed beyond the season, prospects were exchanged, and you'll end up looking ahead and seeing, well, how did it work out? Did the team end up benefiting from it? Did it end up biting them? Should they regret it? You know, things like that, right? And a caller brought up an interesting point earlier, too. I believe it was Lance, who said that you're not guaranteed to be beating any of the teams in the NL or the AL, like, long-term anyway. And looking at the Yankees and the Red Sox and the American League and, of course, the Dodgers and some of the other teams out there that you're looking at, and the Cubs, it'll take a lot to get past those teams to begin with. So, I mean, I don't know if that move puts you over the top, but at least maybe it puts you in position to make another move here or there in order to kind of bolster your standings. Not necessarily in this, you know, season itself. I don't know how many, you know, realistic moves the Phillies would be able to make in the event that they were able to pull off this Manny Machado trade. I don't know how many more moves they'd be able to do. But if you look at it as kind of an extension of the negotiating window and saying, all right, well, we're going to use this time, in addition to having Machado make our team better right now, today, as we are currently constructed, to also use it as a selling point for him moving forward, and also to evaluate whether he's a guy that you want to spend a big-time contract on. Either way, long story short, lots of reasons to be in on a move like this. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones with Joe and Horsham. Joe, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Joe.
So, I really wanted to talk about the Sixers only because I heard from a source from ESPN that the Sixers were looking into Kawhi, obviously, but no one's really talking about Jimmy Butler.
Trying to trade for him?
Yeah, I heard that there were rumors from ESPN and other sources that the Sixers right now were looking to get Kawhi as well as Jimmy Butler to add to their roster. I'm just kind of confused on why no one's really talking about that.
Well, I think that Joe, and thanks for the phone call, Joe. I think that part of it is because, you know, there are so many Kawhi Leonard trade rumblings and rumors and things like that that I think, feel like, I don't know if the Sixers are going to make a move on that unless they know that things with Kawhi are completely dead. I think that one issue is that if people are concerned about making a move for Kawhi Leonard because they're concerned that he might bolt to LA, well, Jimmy Butler has some of those same bolt concerns anyway. That, you know, he could be looking for a big time payday next offseason and things like that. So I don't know. For the record, for what it's worth, here are the favorites from Odd Shark for what team Jimmy Butler will be on for the first game of the 2018-2019 season. The Timberwolves at -150, the Knicks at +450, the Nets at +600, and then there are four teams at +1,000. The Lakers, the Clippers, the Nuggets, and the Sixers. So they're not one of the favorites, but they are one of the teams that's kind of in the also-ran mix. I don't know if you want to make the move for Jimmy Butler. I don't know how good his fit is with what Brett Brown wants to do or anything like that. That's another show. The issue, though, is that unless the Sixers were a lock to re-sign Butler, that kind of changes the conversation. But I don't know. If the Timberwolves, first of all, haven't, you know, necessarily said that they're going to make Butler available for trade to begin with. But rumors and rumblings and speculation, they all run rampant this time of year as well. They should, but I wouldn't think that holds too much water until something really significantly heats up, even more than what we've already heard about Kawhi Leonard. Thank you very much to everybody who called and tweeted in the show today. Had a really good time coming back. Enjoyed talking to you guys again. Looking forward to doing that all week as we do Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. to 12 p.m. Thank you very much to Benny Odita, my producer today. Did a great job as he always does. I will be back on the air tomorrow at 9, like I said. We will talk to you from here at the Fanatic in just about 5 hours with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. So until then, I'll say so long. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.